Good Wednesday morning. Welcome into Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. Starting out nice here. Clear skies, 51 degrees at our WDAY Radio studios. High top by 29 in South Fargo. Winds out of the west-southwest, 5 miles an hour. We are looking for partly sunny skies today. 79 our high temp. There's a chance we could see some showers tonight, maybe late afternoon into the evening and overnight hours. Just a slight chance of that, so I wouldn't alter your plans too much. We do have a slight chance of showers in the forecast. Looks like all the way through Saturday. There's 20 to 40% chance, Saturday being the best chance of showers and thunder showers on at 40%, otherwise just 20 to 30% for the rest of the week. A man was arrested following a high-risk knock and announced search warrant in Fargo. Police, Red River Valley SWAT, and the Metro Area Street Crimes Unit conducted the warrant at an apartment building in the 800 block of 17th Street South yesterday afternoon. 35-year-old Antoine Bell of Fargo was arrested on numerous warrants, including felon in possession of a firearm, delivery of fentanyl, terrorizing, fleeing, possession of marijuana, DUI, and driving under suspension. Due to Bell's criminal history, the SWAT team was requested to serve the search warrant and make that arrest. One of the people arrested in a vicious downtown Fargo beating last year has been sentenced to 30 days in jail. Terrell Smith will serve his time in the Cass County Jail and then be on 2 years of probation. Smith, who previously entered an Elford plea, is accused of punching and kicking the victim with several others along NP Avenue. Smith was among 6 people arrested in the case. 10 new officers are joining the Fargo Police Department. They were sworn in and received their badges earlier this week. The officers have to complete 16 weeks of patrol training before their first solo shift. A judge has sentenced a West Fargo woman to jail time plus restitution for felony theft. Mary Peterson was ordered to pay back more than $800,000 she stole over several years from her former employer, Lundy Auto. Peterson admitted to pocketing cash used by customers to pay for cars and altering bank records. Along with restitution, Peterson was sentenced to 90 days in jail and 3 years probation. North Dakota Governor Kelly Armstrong challenges a Wallet Hub study, putting the state 48th in its best and worst state economy rankings. The website compared all states in the District of Columbia across 28 indicators, including gross domestic product growth to exports per capita, as well as change in non-farm payrolls. North Dakota was 51st in change in GDP, 47th in startup activity, but tied for first with 4 states for having the lowest unemployment rate. Countering the Wallet Hub survey, Armstrong's office's North Dakota recently placed 12th in U.S. News & World Report's economy study. North Dakota houses are selling more easily than those elsewhere in the country. Economists and realtors say it's difficult for residents to find homes for sale, especially in Bismarck and Mandan. The problem is the opposite of the national trend, with a recent report showing the United States has nearly $700 billion worth of homes on the market as sellers outnumber buyers. Economists believe North Dakotans can purchase homes more easily thanks to the state's strong economy. Senator Amy Klobuchar posted on X that traveler data shows the amount of Canadians coming across the northern border to Minnesota was down 31% in April. She goes on to write, "We need to encourage visitors, not deterring travel with hostile tariff policies." President Trump says he plans to double the taxes on steel and aluminum to 50% today to further secure the steel industry in the United States. And Minnesota Vikings Ring of Honor recipient Jim Marshall has died after a long hospitalization. He was 87. Purple People Eater started an NFL record 270 consecutive games for the Vikings and served as a captain for 14 straight seasons. Marshall also holds NFL records for recovering 29 opponents' fumbles and for starting the most games by a defensive player at 282. There's been a push for years to get Marshall enshrined in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Jace Denman has arrived with your WDAY Radio Sports. Good morning to you.
You forgot one of his most important qualities, though.
What's that?
He once picked up a fumble and ran the wrong way thinking he was scoring a touchdown.
Yeah.
That's how I remember him most.
You got to bring that into it.
Hey, he's a part of the Purple People Eaters. They were dominant back in the day. So.
Yeah, they were. I was little when I watched them, but
I was here. That was a little bit before my time.
I was here.
Yeah, you were here. I was not.
I've been a Vikings fan since I was 4 years old. So
I'm sorry.
I've been watching Vikings a long time. Don't be sorry. I love the Vikings. I mean, they frustrate me, but I still love to be a Vikings fan.
Well, even though the Vikings aren't my football team, you know, it's par for the course with Minnesota sports, to say the least.
Yep.
because James and I talked last night on Primetime Sports about the Wild and that very familiar feeling for Minnesota sports to be just kind of not terrible, but not good enough to be a championship contender. Yeah. Just kind of you're there and you're a decent team, but you're not the team. Speaking of the Twins, they took down the Athletics of Oakland via Las Vegas, via Sacramento last night. Minnesota scored four runs in both the sixth and the seventh innings. Pablo Lopez gave up two runs over five innings. It got him his fifth win of the season. Cole Sands gave up one run in an inning out of the bullpen, while Justin Topas tossed a scoreless inning. Jorge Alcala threw two shutout innings and with four strikeouts to finish off the game. Byron Buxton, Willie Castro, and Royce Lewis each drove in two runs. I guess Royce Lewis is finally back, so that's good news. Trevor Larnach, Carlos Correa, and Brooks Lee picked up an RBI piece. Twins and A's continue their series tonight. First pitch scheduled for 7:05. Zebby Matthews will be on the mound for the Twins. Fargo Moorhead Redox fell 7-4 to the Kansas City Monarchs. Colton Davis gave up six runs over three and a third and was tagged with the loss. Colby Kisser gave up only one run over three and two-thirds out of the bullpen. Brenton Thiels and Jake Dykoff each threw a shutout inning in the game. Brandon Dadson drove in two runs, while Marcus Chu also added an RBI. Redox Monarchs continue their series tonight. First pitch scheduled for 7:02 p.m. Minnesota Lynx, stop me if you've heard this before, they were dominant. They won again, 88-65 on Tuesday night. This game doubles as it counts in the regular season and also the Commissioner's Cup, which, oh, by the way, the Lynx won that last season.
I haven't gotten into them yet. I'm not. Nah. I'm an Indiana Pacers fan. A fever.
You don't even know who you're rooting for.
Caitlin Clark.
You're rooting for a player. Don't say you're a fan of the team. You like that one player who's out injured, by the way.
2 weeks, that's all.
Minnesota trailed by four after the first quarter before outscoring the Mercury by 13 in the second. They took control of the game there. Nafisha Collier once again powered the Lynx. Double-double with 18 points, 11 rebounds, also added five assists. Natisha Heidman had 18 points off the bench. Kayla McBride and Alana Smith chipped in 13 apiece. Minnesota Lynx improved to 8-0 on the season with the win. Lynx returned to the court on Sunday in Dallas, where they battle the Wings for the third time this season at 3 p.m. Stanley Cup playoffs begin tonight. Edmonton hosts Florida. Puck drop scheduled for approximately 7 p.m. with game coverage on TNT. Puck drop probably won't be till 7:15, just an FYI. NBA Finals start tomorrow night. Oklahoma City Thunder versus the Indiana Pacers. What coulda, woulda, shoulda, maybe been there for the Wolves. Not this year. Tip-off scheduled at 7:30 p.m. Game coverage will be on ABC for the entire series. And tonight you can tune into Primetime Sports from 6:30 to 7 p.m. with Big Game James McCarty and myself. We'll talk more about the NBA Finals matchup and maybe who we think is going to pull off their first ever NBA championship.
There you go. Decent day today, partly sunny. There's a slight chance we could see some showers. Those would be late in the day and overnight if we do see them. 79 for the high, west winds 10 to 15, 50 our overnight low. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high of 75. Again, a slight chance of evening and overnight showers. Winds west 5 to 10, 48 the overnight low. Friday, partly sunny, high of 73. Best chance of showers, 40% coming in on Saturday. Scattered showers and thunderstorms, 79 for the high. Partly cloudy and breezy on Sunday, 71 for our high. Right now in Fargo-Moorhead, we have clear skies, 51 degrees here at our WDAY radio studios. High I-29 in South Fargo, winds out of the west-southwest, 5 miles an hour. It is 5:09. We're going to get you updated here on your national news from ABC, then a song of the morning and question of the morning coming up. Wednesday morning, 5:15. Welcome in. Bonnie Amistadi, Jace Denneman, and you. We're looking for a decent day today. Partly sunny, 79 for our high. Just a very slight chance of showers. If we do see those, they will be late in the day into the overnight hours. 51 degrees right now with clear skies. Our question of the morning, we want to know if you are going to splurge on yourself, what are you likely going to get? 701-293-9000. Email studio at wdayradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Could be a tiny splurge, could be a big splurge. Up to you. 5:20 Wednesday morning. Welcome into Bonnie and Friends WDAY Radio. Looking for a nice day today. If you have any tree questions, the experts from Carr's Tree Service, they're going to be joining us at 7:10 this morning. That'll be the time to call in and get your tree questions answered, or you can always email them in sooner if you would like. studio at WDAYRadioNow.com. And coming up tomorrow, we have an event going on. Job Service North Dakota is holding a Fair Chance Job Fair, and also one of the nonprofits here that helps people trying to rebuild their life after incarceration or addiction is also going to be partnering up with them. There's going to be a meal in the parking lot coming up tomorrow, and we'll get details on that at 8:10 this morning. Question of the morning, if you are going to splurge on yourself, what are you likely going to get? It can be a teeny tiny splurge. It can be a big splurge. Use your imagination. We don't care. 701, I mean, we care, but we don't care. You know what I mean? Jace just shrugs his shoulders.
We don't really care.
I do care.
I think I have that as one of my sound drops over there for you, but we don't even care. Yeah,
we do care, but it doesn't matter. Like, you don't have to put a dollar amount on it. Use your imagination. If you're going to splurge on yourself, what are you likely going to get? 701-293-9000. Email studio at WDAYRadioNow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. What's your splurge?
It depends. I was talking to somebody yesterday. I would like to get a couple of new tattoos because of everything that happened last year. And there's a couple that I want to get kind of.
You got an idea of what you want?
I've got several ideas for several of them. So nice. Just for that, I mean, obviously a splurge item for me a lot of times is when I finally do get around to it and I buy a new vehicle. Granted.
You just did that. You don't get to re-splurge another new vehicle.
No, this time I had to because I had to replace one.
Yeah.
You know, something like that. I mean, we got to go.
That's a major splurge.
It is.
Vehicle.
Yeah. I mean, vacation to me is a splurge, especially a nice one. Like if you fly somewhere. I mean, the one of the best, and granted, you know, you are kind of more like my wife where she wants to go see stuff. Mm-hmm. I just like to sit and relax. So the all-inclusive resort in Mexico, that was awesome, sitting by the beach, not doing anything, getting waited on.
How much weight do you gain on those trips, like 20, 30 pounds?
The campus or the resort itself is somewhat good size, so you have plenty of places to
walk
around.
From your hotel room down to the pool.
Over to the place to eat and now over to the beach and stuff like that. So I don't think I gained too much that week.
I would. Especially it's all you can eat.
Well, it is, but but after about the first two or three days and you're like, meh, it all kind of tastes the same. So something like that, you know, a vacation, you know, something as simple as going out and get something to eat. You know, Dean's recommendation when we go to the cities is that restaurant Portillo's, and they have, I don't know how much cake they put in. They have a chocolate cake shake there.
They're very good. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I've been thinking about that since we had one last time and both Sandy and I got one, and we took our first sip, and we're like, it tastes like I'm just eating cake.
You know what's even better than the cake shakes is Betty's Pies up on the North Shore. They do pie shakes.
Really?
And you get like a little tiny – they put pie in the shake, and then you get a little sliver of a pie
on top.
On the edge of it.
Oh, geez, yeah.
That's even better than the cake shake. The cake shake I've had, and I like
it. Usually a splurge is, for me, honestly, is either going out to eat or – you know, sometimes buying something I've wanted for a while, whether it's a video game that I want to splurge on, if it's a new watch or a new phone when those come out every couple of years, you know, you feel a little bit like you're splurging
on
them. So
not when you're doing upgrading.
So it depends on the mood and what you're into that day.
For me, I think it'd be a nice little shopping trip over to Shields, pick out some new clothes.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Or if I'm hungry, like barbecue ribs. Steve Barron treated us to some of those.
That's true. Either that or
Memorial Day.
You go to Jay Smoke and Barbecue and get their nachos.
Probably about a month back. Didn't do the nachos.
Oh,
I like their
nachos.
I like the turkey that they have.
Oh, I haven't had the turkey yet.
Onion rings at Jay Smoke and Barbecue, by the way, FYI, they are amazing.
Really?
Absolutely.
They keep adding stuff to their menu. Mm. I wonder if I could get Jay to add some of that smoked turkey to the nachos.
Sure. I don't know why not. Yeah, they would do that for you. If you're going to splurge on yourself, what are you likely going to get? 701-293-9000. Email studio at WDAYRadioNow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Go to the phone lines. We find our friend Mike in Northwood this morning. Good morning to you, Mike.
Good morning, guys. Welcome back, Mon.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it was nice to be gone, but the road trip wasn't that much fun. 10 hours is a long drive, but it's also good to be back at work.
How's Odin doing?
Odin's good. He didn't get to come back with me because Milos would have missed him. So I guess he can't come to my house for another couple of weeks.
Aww.
Yeah.
And Zoe's going, na-na-na-na-na.
Well, Zoe likes Odin. It took him a while to warm up. They spent 6-7 weeks together this past winter. However, Odin also has a brother named Onyx, and he's like a double-wide trailer cat. He's like a Maine Coon, part Maine Coon, so he's huge. And Zoe's met him twice and did not exactly like him, so that's going to be interesting in our house with two cats and a dog.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Odin will just stay out of the mix. He knows better.
Oh, yeah, smart puppy.
Yeah, he's just a sweet old boy. So, yeah, looking forward to the dog. The cat, not so much, but we'll figure it out.
Yeah. Well, cats have minds of their own. You know that.
Yes, they do. And mine's kind of a little jerk, but I like Zoe. Like, I like them when they're a little naughty, but the other one likes to scratch carpet, so we better not be scratching my carpet.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, if he gets shut out of a room at night, like, because they don't want him in the bedroom or something, then he likes to scratch carpet and destroy it. But he better not do that to mine, because my carpet's, like, a year and a half old.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a cat's replaceable.
Hopefully they're not listening this morning.
One would hope.
Yeah, I guess Milos is coming in with his first trip this weekend. He's planned to take a couple of trips with his buddies to move all their stuff. So I'm like, does he need help? Hopefully not. But I guess I'll be helping unload things probably. Lucky me.
Well, you got a healthy, young, strong son.
Yes, I do. And he'll be busy helping out. He likes to do that stuff anyway.
Good for him.
Yeah. Well, if you're going to splurge on yourself, what are you likely going to get yourself, Mike?
I don't know. That's a tough question, Mike. I kind of splurged on Lonnie the other day. We went into Forks, and she's talked a couple times. I brought her to Texas Roadhouse for supper.
Ooh.
She says, what's that place? There's a friend of hers down here. She says, always talks about it. And I went, yeah, it's okay. You know. So we went, and she says, I love this place.
What did she get? Did she get steak or something different?
She had chicken breast.
Yeah. I'm more of a chicken person than steak myself.
She's never really into beef that much. She said when she was growing up, they couldn't afford it.
Yeah, I get that.
And it's so expensive in the Philippines. So chicken, fish, or pork.
Mm, that's kind of where I'm at. Usually it's chicken. Sometimes I'll get fish. I like beef roast I love, and I like burger. But steak isn't my first go-to when it comes to beef.
Not really, you know, and that. But she totally enjoyed it. I made a mistake. Their chili's hotter than I thought it was. So she had chili and I had macaroni and cheese.
Oh, there you go. Oh, so you guys did a little plate swapping. Did she order the mac and cheese?
We had to do a little switch on our sides. And the waitress came. Oh, I'm sorry. I went, it's not your fault. I was the dummy that didn't ask how spicy it was.
Well, and you two were probably just content with the swapping of the dishes there, too.
Just an FYI.
I can live without macaroni and cheese, but
Mike is like, are you Norwegian? What are you? He's just like salt is spicy for Mike.
I think their chili's really good at Texas Roadhouse.
Well, okay.
And I'm like, the hotter the better when it comes to any kind of food. So I would have plate swapped with you too, Mike.
To me, when I go chicken wings, let's do a honey barbecue and Parmesan granite or garlic.
Garlic, yeah. Oh, garlic. Oh, you go spicy with garlic. Good for you.
Yeah. Garlic's not that bad.
No, I love garlic. I love garlic on everything. So, yeah, just not too spicy for you.
But you get to like the buffalo sauce and anything with that word jalapeno or stuff like that. No, get it away from me.
So
I can eat it, but I'm going to suffer the next day.
Oh yeah, I get that. Stay away from it. If it doesn't agree with you, stay away from it. But so a nice dinner, that would be a splurge for yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that. I like that idea. Nothing wrong with that. Will you have yourself a good day, friend?
Okay. And we'll talk to you some other time.
Okay. You bet. That sounds good. I was great hearing from you. If you are going to splurge on yourself, what are you likely going to get? 701 2939000. Email studio at WDAYradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Can be something simple, can be something elaborate. Bonnie says a new pontoon. Bonnie lives on the lake, so
yeah,
upgrade to a new pontoon.
Definitely.
And not cheap. Justine says haircut and color. That's expensive for a woman's hair if you're going to do it that route.
Well, honestly, it depends on where you go. I mean, I think we talked one time that even some of the places that I assumed were in that, $15 to $20 range for a men's haircut is closer to like $35, you know?
Not anymore, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, everywhere you go for a haircut and have someone else do it, it's a little pricey.
And if you're coloring, you're talking hundreds of dollars.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Or you can buy a box for $10.
Yeah, so that's why somebody just buys the box and just like, I don't want to spend that much. I'm like, whatever. It's your call.
Cheaper, and you don't have to sit there for hours and hours.
True.
I get that. Mm-hmm. If you're going to splurge on yourself, what are you likely getting? 701-293-9000. Email studio at WDAYradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Friend Polly in Idaho on the line with us this morning. Good morning to you, Polly.
Morning, you two. How are you?
We are good. No complaints here. What is your splurge?
Well, it would have to be a soft cut filet mignon, about maybe 10 ounces.
You like the steak, huh?
But yeah, but I don't get it very often, so yeah.
Yeah,
definitely would be a splurge.
Well, that's exactly it. Yeah, it's like something that you love, and maybe you don't get it very often or never, and so why not go for it? Filet mignon, huh?
Yep, filet.
Yeah.
No porterhouse, no T-bone. T-bones I like too, but you pay more for the bone than you do the meat.
Yeah, I was like porterhouse or ribeyes back in the day, my younger years. I used to like steak, but as I got older, it's just like I'd rather have chicken or seafood is my favorite go-to. Or ribs. I will not turn down ribs. I love barbecue ribs. Oh, they're so good.
Yeah, sounds like you like food, Bonnie. That's good.
Yeah, I certainly do. Me, James, and Jace, that's the three of us have that in common. Mm-hmm. We all like to eat, no doubt about it.
No, nothing wrong with that one.
That's for sure. Polly, you have yourself a good day.
You too.
Thank you. It is 5:33, Bonnie and Friends Question of the Morn. We want to know if you are going to splurge on yourself, what are you likely going to get? 701-293-9000, email studio at WDAYradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page, 5:33. We're going to get your national news and sports in now from ABC. Good Wednesday morning. Welcome into Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. Bonnie Amistadi, Jace Denman, and you. Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki will be joining the party coming up in about 20 minutes. Ken Duffy with your WDAY Radio News. And big game, James McCarty with our WDAY Radio Sports. Twins win, Red Hawks lost. I know it was the Twins won, right?
Yes, the Twins beat the Athletics. In Fargo-Moorhead, Red Hawks beat the Kansas City Monarchs.
All right. Be listening 4:20 tomorrow afternoon on the Jay Thomas Show. We've got a big announcement, things that could change your life, your family's life. A big win for someone.
Yes, it will be.
Mm-hmm. It's cart shaking, freezer filling, pantry packing news, even though we can't tell you what it is yet.
What could it be?
I don't know.
Jay, I would never get it from those clues.
You have to listen to Jay's show tomorrow, 4:20. For an announcement on that. And then listen all day long because it pays to listen to WDAY Radio.
There you go.
If you are going to splurge on yourself, what are you likely going to get? 701-293-9000. You can email us, studio at WDAYradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. I don't think it's splurging when I've been buying so much stuff on Amazon. Well, I didn't buy it for 5 days when I was out of town. So now it's
Oh my gosh, I got this stuff to buy.
But I'm not like buying fun stuff. It's like paper towels, toilet paper. I don't know.
Vaseline.
No, and I'm good on Vaseline for the next 15, 20 years probably.
Okay,
yeah. Just like little things like, had to buy a baby gate. Well, I didn't really.
I was going to say you could have waited.
Make certain people pay for it.
No, but don't they have one?
No, they don't. I guess.
I guess they don't have their house baby safe then, huh? I guess they don't care about their own child.
She's a little lazy and chubby, kind of. She's not walking yet. She's not even crawling yet. She does the army crawl. She hasn't figured out that if you use your knees.
Oh,
and
I thought you were talking about your daughter being lazy and not buying something.
No,
hacking on a 1 year old. How dare you?
I'm talking about Zara. She doesn't even use her knees or legs for crawling. She does the army crawl. That's a lot of work, girly. Use your legs. You'll get there faster.
She will, but she's building up upper body strength. That's what her dad taught her.
There you go. Well, that's true, too. her mom did not walk till she was 15 months. Carly was so chubby, and she was always screaming her head off. We didn't know at the time that she was colicky. We thought she was hungry. So mm-hmm. what would you hear? The baby scream. You give him the bottle. She was so heavy. Like, she went off formula after like 9 months because she was so heavy, but she didn't walk till 15 months. I think Zara will walk, hopefully, before then, but she's in no hurry.
Mark?
Yeah, Bailey walked it a year. Logan, I think, was 14 months and Carly 15 months. So we'll see. They all grow and develop at their own pace.
Yeah, I mean, we had met a couple when my oldest was born at the hospital or shortly after. And their son, who was the same age as my JC, he was like walking at like 9 months or
That's
something.
That's what Alex over on the flag told me yesterday. Yeah. Her son walked at 9 months.
But, you know, and JC didn't, but JC was more verbal
yep.
before him. He wasn't really saying much of anything until 12 to 15 month range,
like
where JC was
all developed differently.
JC was talking before that, and then she, you know, started walking later. So, I mean, every kid is different.
And Zara's got incredible hand eye coordination. Yeah. She's been picking up stuff since she's been about 4 months old and bringing it to her mom, and putting it on her foot. So, yeah, she excels in certain areas, but I mean, she didn't know where to walk.
Oh, no.
She didn't even like to stand up. I was trying to like stand her up. She's like, nah, I'd rather sit.
I'm tired of standing already, Grandma.
She just learned how to sit up nice. Well, what happened is they would like sit behind her, you know, and then she just would throw herself back. So it's like she flopped over for the longest time. I think she's only been actually sitting up maybe for a month now. She's just like not in a hurry. I just like to lay here and have people look at me, and I'm just happy. So.
Build up that core strength a little bit. Now she's good to go.
Exactly. All right. If you're going to splurge on yourself, what are you likely going to get? 701-293-9000. Email studio at wdayradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Vicky and Barb both say massage. That's a splurge because that's not cheap.
No, and I've only done that like once in my life, and it is actually very relaxing. It's really, I mean, it's kind of like you get one and you're like, why haven't I done this more often?
Yeah.
I always thought I was going to be like super ticklish or something like that.
I am ticklish. I have the giggles so bad. It's not my thing. I have had two massages, but it's like, I
thought I was going to be ticklish, and I thought that,
don't touch my legs. I'm going to laugh. Don't touch my rib cage. I'm going to scream.
I thought too that they were going to have to be like real gentle because I thought, you know, they would.
Well, it varies too, depending on what your needs or wants.
Yeah. And I found out from the massage therapist, she's like, no, I'm putting a good bit of pressure on it. So I'm not like being gentle, but I'm not doing like the deep tissue massage.
Like that, that'll hurt for a few days, and you got to drink a lot of water. Yep. But yeah, it just depends on on the person and what they think they need or what the massage therapist thinks they need.
Well, and of course, I had tried because I was having a issue with my back, and so I thought, well, I'd get a massage to help with that, and the massage was awesome, but it didn't help the issue I was having. So because it was like a line across the middle of my back that just hurt. And so I thought, oh, a massage might, you know, help fix that. But it didn't.
And not only for pain, a lot of people go in and get massages just to relax. Maybe they're stressed out from work and
absolutely,
they just want to relax. I know my oldest just had one done about a week ago. She had been having really bad headaches.
Yeah.
That she's been dealing with, which are getting better. I told her, you have a sinus infection, and she did. Remember her teeth hurt?
Yeah, I told you.
Yeah, however, they're still kind of watching for migraines, too. I'm like, well, I had both for about 18 years, and it is not fun. They are debilitating.
And then that migraine finally moved out of the house. I mean, they went away.
She is the migraine. she's fine. She's fine. Teenage years, no wonder some animals eat their young.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, teenagers are wonderful. Yeah. Actually, my younger two were totally fine. It was the older one who liked to push the envelope. If you're going to splurge on yourself, what are you likely going to get? That's our question of the morning. The phone lines are always open, and we love to chat with you guys. 701-293-9000. Email studio at wdayradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Trevor, good morning to you. He says, rock and roll clothes from Warren Star, not porn, Warren with a W, and something gothic from Vampire Freaks. I'm guessing Warren Star and Vampire Freaks are brand names. But yeah, stuff like that, or a concert T-shirt, it's not cheap. So that
concert,
is a splurge.
No, I
you're talking $60 on up for a lot
minimum,
of that stuff.
Yeah. And I think, you know, when we went to the Shinedown concert, Jaden, I think, might have had her eye on one of the sweatshirts with, like, the logo of the band or something on. I forget what they had there. And, of course, there was a line, which I didn't want to wait. And we had walked over. We still had to walk home, which was a mile and a half instead of three quarters of a mile, like I thought. So we'd been standing for two bands. And, you know, my back's starting to kill me. I'm ready to go sit down or, you know, whatever. And, of course, there's a line for the stuff. But, I mean, I think a sweatshirt was, like, at least $80 or something.
And always ask, especially if the price isn't posted. Because my daughter's fiancé did that. I mean, he wears it all the time. I don't know. It's some kind of band sweatshirt that he bought. He's paid, like, $120 for it because he didn't ask them how much it was.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah. And, I mean, they're over – I mean, there's certain places everything's overpriced. Mm-hmm. I mean, You go to a concert, all those concert merchandise things are overpriced. You go to sports games, you know, whether it's the Fargo Dome, whether it's Shields, Target Center, et cetera. All the snacks and stuff, concessions, are always more expensive than they are when
you're
there
to make the money. Because
exactly.
People are there. They're going to see something they
want. Movie theater, candy and food, that's super expensive, you know. So it's one of those things where when you go places like that, everything is at a premium. So, I mean, it's not cheap.
I remember when concert T-shirts, when they were $25 bucks, I thought they were a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. They were like, I want to get a concert T-shirt when I go to this concert.
$25 for that or $27 whatever it was.
Or you just kind of knew that going in and you brought that extra $25 so you could get a shirt and you hope that you had one that you liked or whatever. So
yeah, maybe. I mean, I haven't looked at T-shirts at concerts. I bet minimum 40, if not $60 for a concert T-shirt.
Yeah, I want to say, I mean, because that's the reason why I wouldn't have bought a shirt at the concert either, is that just a T-shirt is going to be, like you said, $40 to $50.
Minimum, yeah.
And it seems like there was something for $80. That might have been the sweatshirt, but maybe it was
probably
something
not
else.
Anymore. Probably just like Kieran paid well over $100 for a concert T-shirt or sweatshirt. 701-293-9000. If you're going to splurge on yourself, what are you likely going to get? Good morning, friend. Who's this?
Ben from the Detroit Lakes.
Hey, Ben. How are you this morning?
I'm good. Just heading to work again.
There you go. Yeah, and Ben's got several kids. I bet splurges, you try to go to a baseball game or something like that, and just the concession stands will set you back $100.
Oh, yeah. We usually eat before we go.
That's smart. A smart dad there. You get a peanut butter sandwich.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Well, no, my splurging, I would go try to play around at Augusta National.
There you go. Golf. Nice.
Do you get out much golfing?
Almost every weekend.
You do? Good for
you. My dad works at the golf course, the local golf course here, so he gets a free rep, somebody to play with, so usually him and I will go.
I like the way you roll. Yeah. That's a good deal if you can get it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Right, exactly.
How's your golf game?
Not too shabby.
Yeah?
About a 3 handicap, so.
Wow, good for you. Do the kids go out golfing, too?
They're more interested in hockey, but yeah, my oldest is doing golf this year, so she's been coming out a lot, so.
Very nice. Yeah, my kids we camped over in the Park Rapids area. We had a seasonal campsite there for like 8 years, and we were on hole number 12, so it was just kind of natural that all my kids golf. None of them are amazing. Logan's getting better once he figured out the difference between a baseball swing and a golf swing. But
well, there's that,
But they've all been golfing. Yeah, they've all been golfing since they were little. My oldest played, she was on the golf team at Moorhead for like a year and a half, and then she decided to take college classes early instead, so that kind of did away with it. But yeah, none of them are amazing, but they like to golf.
Yeah, I love it. It's one thing you can do for the rest of your life. So it's one sport you can play for the rest of your life.
Yeah,
you know?
That's for sure. Yeah, I'm not amazing either. I should put that in there too. But I sure do like to get out. Yeah, get out in the fresh air and just have fun.
Yep, exactly.
Augusta National. We'll keep on saving your pennies, guy.
I know it's way too expensive, but one day I will at least make it to the gate one day.
There you go. Well, maybe you can volunteer. I know I've got a retired friend. I know he volunteers at a lot of those Twin Cities tournaments. What's it, the 3M National or whatever it is down there?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Maybe someday be a volunteer. That shouldn't cost you anything, I would think.
Right. You probably got to donate some money to make it in there or something.
That could be. I wouldn't put it past them, no doubt. Well, Ben, you have a fantastic day. It's good hearing your voice.
Yeah, you guys too.
Thank you. If you are going to splurge on yourself, what are you likely going to get? The phone lines are always open to you guys. 701-293-9000. Email studio at WDAYRadioNow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. And that would fall under kind of like the trip type thing. Like
yeah,
you talked
absolutely.
About. You know, that would definitely be a splurge. Mm-hmm. Like you just don't decide that. You probably have to save up money.
Yeah,
to
you gotta plan on something like that. If there's a place you want to be, like I'm trying to relate to Ben's golf outing because I'm not obviously a big golfer. I would probably say that, I mean, someday I still would like to actually go down to Tampa and watch a Buccaneers game in Tampa because I've seen him play a preseason game at what was TCF Bank, the Golden Gopher Stadium when the U.S. Bank was being rebuilt. And then I saw him play at U.S. Bank once. But it would be really cool to see your favorite team play in their stadium. So the Tampa trip is obviously a bit longer, a little more planning. I haven't been to a Timberwolves game in a while. I have yet to go to St. Paul to go watch the Wild.
Even that is a splurge. It's not cheap because, okay, so you got to pay for your gas going down there. Your tickets in themselves, whatever you're going for, baseball, basketball, football, are expensive.
Yep.
Do you need a hotel room when you're down there? Not to mention your food. You probably can't, I would say, $400 somewhere around that line.
At minimum, because when we went to, when I took Jaden to a Buccaneers game, we found tickets on the secondhand market for, I think it was about half or maybe less than half. I forget. They were like seats in like a $300 section or something. We got them for at least half price. Mm-hmm. So we got, because I figured I'm not going to go do this very often. Mm-hmm. So we got the better seats. And so we probably spent $300 plus for tickets. Mm-hmm. Then we drove down there. We drove down there with some friends. And then we were there and then we got food. I mean, I think I had a beer and Jaden got a soda. And of course, the coolest thing at US Bank Stadium is that you could go get refills because they have one of those soda machines where you pick the flavors on it.
Oh, free refills?
Yeah,
oh.
Which is not common at sports facilities. But it was in this section anyway. You walked up and went to the restaurant section. So we spent probably another good $40, $50, I bet, in food.
See, and, you should listen to Ben. You eat before you go.
Well, we had to leave at like the 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock in the morning, to drive
it's a long
down.
Day. But even like restaurant food, even if it's fast food, I mean, there's two of you there. Yep. I mean, that's $50 right there just on fast food. But if you go to a nice sit down restaurant,
it's even more.
$100.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, just two people these days. If you get fast food, you can maybe get out of there for $25 to $30. But if you go to a nicer place, it's probably at least $50. Mm-hmm. So
and like I said, that kind of falls under splurge. Is that something that you can afford to do, you know, every week, every month? Probably not for a lot of people. That's the nice thing about the Red Hawks, like affordable. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. You get the cheaper tickets, even with
Fargo Force.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of times you can find $10 tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's even less if you go to our big deal site, you know. They do have tickets there for Fargo Force games where they include all you can eat and drinks, so you can go get your hot dogs and your sodas and stuff and get, you know, refills and stuff on that. So there's obviously deals at every place, but it just depends on how much you want to spend.
If you want to go see the bigs play, then you're going to pay the price.
Yep.
If you're going to splurge on yourself, what are you likely going to get? Dave in Grand Rapids, good morning. He says a nice time out on the town, food, drink, and good company. Yeah, that's definitely a splurge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if there's two of you there, it's probably going to cost you upwards well over $100, I imagine, for that. Mark Simple, pizza and wings delivered. That's a
there
splurge, right?
Mm-hmm.
Rick says filet, steak filet and lobster.
Yeah.
Ooh, Jerry wants a massage with a hot towel shave. Do you do that? That would feel really. I know I'm half Italian.
I didn't know where you.
I'm half Italian, but I do not have a mustache and beard yet.
Not until you get older.
But I would imagine a hot towel shave would.
But
feel
see, when
really
you said hot, I didn't know where you were going after that sentence.
No,
after
a hot towel shave. Have you done that before?
No, but I just a massage with a hot, and I was like, whoa.
I guess I did that one massage I had. They put like hot towels on my face and whatnot. But
no, I haven't had that. I don't know if I've had that other than, I want to say there was a, was there a haircut place you could go to, and then you got a hot towel? Is that the men's hair company? I think they might do something like that, and maybe I don't know if
there's
I went there before.
Probably other places that do it too.
Yeah, I mean,
that
I go to the place I go get my hair cut though. After they cut your hair, it's nice to wash your hair afterwards.
Wash it for you.
Yep, and then you get a little bit of a little head massage there when they're doing the conditioner.
You like that? My hairdresser does that, and it's just like. You can just wash my hair. You don't have to scrub.
They used to give you like a hand massage too with some lotion.
Yeah, some of the places do.
Which was really awkward when the first time I went was my buddy Johnny.
He was massaging your hands.
Yeah,
well, that was
we looked each other in the eyes, and told each other how much we cared about each other.
I'm gonna massage your hands.
I'm like, go for it.
5:56. If you're gonna splurge on yourself, what are you likely going to get? That's our Bonnie and Friends question of the morning. The phone lines are always open to you. 701-293-9000. Email studio at wdayradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Time to check in with WDAY Ag Director Bridget Riedel. Wednesday morning, welcome into Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. I just said to Jay, Smashmouth is in town. Is that for Ribfest or something else?
It is for Ribfest.
Which kicks off today.
I don't know that I've heard. I'll have to look them up because their lead singer passed away a number of years ago. So it's always interesting when bands replace a lead singer. Do you try and find somebody that sounds like them? Or do you try and go in a different direction? Van Halen, obviously you go back to Van Halen, right? Mm-hmm. They had David Lee Roth. They switched sounds, a lot, but at the same time, you know, it was just different.
It's never going to be exactly
the
same.
No, so they went to Sammy Hagar. They went to Gary Cherone for an album, which nobody liked, unfortunately. I liked Gary Cherone. Just he was with a different band. You have, remember Linkin Park?
Mm-hmm.
Their lead singer passed away due to suicide. Well, they finally found a new lead singer, and they actually went in a little bit of a different direction. They have someone who vocally can hit kind of the same range of notes, but it's actually a female lead singer now, named Emily. Mm-hmm. There's a band, Trevor probably knows this band, 3 Days Grace, and when their lead singer left, they replaced him with someone else, and now that original lead singer is back in the band, and they've got two lead singers now. And so you can hear them kind of, in essence, duetting songs, mm-hmm. and they have different voices, but yet at the same time, it's a similar style. So it's kind of interesting when bands change the lead singer a bit, but the style is still there. Because, like, you know, my folks are coming up in a couple of weeks to go see Chicago.
Yep.
And so I would assume that Peter Cetera is no longer singing with them, so it's going to be different. But at the same time, I'm sure they've got one of the original singers, so it'll be pretty reminiscent.
Well, a lot of those bands that are around still, there's some are from the 50s, 50s, 60s, 70s. I mean, it's not the original lineup. I mean, there's been changes over the years, and some of them have had dozens of changes.
Well, look at Journey.
Yeah.
I mean, they replaced Steve Perry with a dude that sounds exactly like him.
Yeah, he is close.
That's one of those issues where you find someone that sounds just like him. So it's interesting what bands try to do to, you know, continue making music that they love.
Smash Mouth, Friday night at Ribfest, which gets underway today. We are WDAY Fargo. It is 6:01. 6:03, Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki has arrived. Nice morning, and I didn't detect any smoke out there. And yesterday, like you said, it was high level, so it was pretty faint.
Yeah, and we won't have to worry about air quality until maybe Sunday.
Sunday? Okay, that's good to know.
And the reason being is our winds are going to be coming due north from the north, and so we'll get some of that smoke from Manitoba pulled in. Yep. But it's a nice refreshing. Do you guys leave your windows open at night?
No.
You don't?
I mean, I like to. It was kind of a weird temperature yesterday, so it was kind of like we could have, but yet we didn't. So, but I do like that time in spring and in fall when you can do it. It's awesome.
I love this.
You sleep so much better, I think. But, it was nice yesterday, though, Dean, to be able to see the blue in the sky not smoke.
Some of the things we take for granted.
I know. You have a whole weekend or 4 days straight of just this smoky haze. All of a sudden you're actually able to look up, see the clouds, see the blue sky. You're like, that's so much better.
Yeah, and we're finally going to see a little more of that blue sky as no worries of the smoke returning here in the short term. So that's good news there. We've got temperatures currently in the 40s. Nice, refreshing. 46 here at the station. 46 in Moorhead, 44 in Yulin. Good morning, DL. You're at 47. Wahpeton is checking in at 45. And Grand Forks checking in at 47. Today, kind of like yesterday, temperatures in the mid to upper 70s. And we'll have a sunny start. We'll see those cumulus clouds building in the afternoon. And then towards evening, a few hit and miss showers. Maybe even a thunder shower can't be ruled out as we head into late afternoon. Looks like after about 3-4 o'clock. We'll have west-southwest winds today, about 10 to 20. For tonight, clear skies, like this morning, about 47 with light winds. And Thursday, rinse and repeat. Partly cloudy skies, some late afternoon or evening showers. Highs in the mid-70s. Now, Friday, there's going to be a little more organized system to our south. That'll go through South Dakota, but we'll get the clouds from it and maybe an isolated shower with highs in the mid-70s. Weekend tale of 2 days. I'll give you those details coming up here after the bottom of the hour.
To the south of us, are they expecting storms then? Or
No, just a light, just like most of South Dakota getting blanketed with a little upper-level wave moving through with scattered showers. The more concentrated rain being south of us in South Dakota. Nothing severe.
Okay.
No, boy, they saw it. They had that. Yeah. Did you see the tornado? That literally almost hit Arrowhead Stadium in KC.
Oh, no, I did not.
Yeah. This, and it was no small one.
Oh.
Yeah. So luckily it missed the stadium and, I don't think there was any injuries from it, but, yeah, it was, I mean, you know, and that just goes to show you it doesn't matter where you're at.
No.
Well, yeah, that's always the misnomer. People think all the heat of the city keeps the tornadoes away, but we've seen big cities get hit in the past.
However, if it would have done damage to Arrowhead, maybe that would have, you know, maybe we'd get a Super Bowl without Kansas City. I'm just saying.
You know, you have to wonder. All right, let's see.
Maybe God's saying something. He's saying, Andy Reid, just go ahead and retire. Let someone else win for a while.
If a tornado would have hit Arrowhead.
Yeah.
And did significant damage. I wonder where the NFL would have to place the Chiefs. Where they'd have to play at an
St. Louis.
Maybe they'd have to play at an alternate stadium.
St. Louis still has the dome. The United Football League St. Louis Battlehawks play there. I mean, they can still use that facility for football. So
interesting.
I mean, obviously you've got Columbia, Missouri, where the University of Missouri is. I mean, there's a big stadium. You got over in Lawrence
seating capacity?
College stadiums have huge stadiums.
They're bigger than NFL.
The Horseshoe, the Big House. I mean, we're talking 100,000 fans there at a time. And, you know, NFL wants 65 to probably 80,000. Right. So, yeah, I mean, you could have found a place. Okay. But,
well, luckily that didn't happen. But no. So, again, keep in mind, let's see, 41-day cycle. So
yep.
July 4th, so middle, latter part of July, that stormy cycle will be shifting northward again towards our area. So I think the end of this month and, as we said, end of this month into early July, there's one active part of the LRC cycle. Mm-hmm. And then again, as we head towards that middle to latter part of July. So it's going to be a little more active summer as we head deeper into it.
So would that mean we might have some weather, you know, end of August, first week of September, if that cycle continues?
Correct.
Interesting. Yeah. All right.
Why do you have plans?
Yeah, that Thursday at the end of August, you know, we'll be in northern Michigan.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
But it's a dome stadium, so don't worry about it.
Uh-huh.
Suckers playing outside in the rain.
Unless a storm goes that way.
That's true.
Dean, question of the morning. If you're going to splurge on yourself, what are you likely going to get?
Oh, boy.
Could be little.
We're going for the expensive rum. No.
I say could be a small splurge, could be a big splurge, whatever.
Oh, boy. You know, if I'm going to splurge on myself, boy, that's a good question.
Thank you.
Because I just don't. I don't splurge on myself at all. Probably it'd have something to do with golf.
Mm.
A new golf attire.
There you go.
New golf attire.
Because golf clothes, they aren't cheap either, so that's not something you're constantly buying.
Yeah. So I'd have to say that. But I don't. And most guys, I still got shirts I have from 10 years ago that I still wear.
It still works. Ben from DL called earlier. He said to make it to Augusta. That would be his splurge.
Oh.
That's a big splurge.
Well, if we're going big splurge, like.
Sure, anything.
Yeah. Hawaii.
Oh,
yeah, that's cool.
I'd love to go there.
Yeah.
I've been to the Bahamas.
Uh-huh.
Had left a sour taste in my mouth. because I got married down there. So, but it is, Bahamas are beautiful. Yep. Yeah. I'd either go back to the Bahamas or Hawaii if I'm going to real like a vacation splurge.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It'd be one of those.
Yeah,
no doubt.
My oldest and her fiance go there twice a year because his best friend lives there. So all they have to do is she looks for cheap airfare. Whenever they can find cheap airfare, they go because they stay with the buddy, you know, for free.
Yeah.
So it's but a cheap destination.
At this stage, anything splurging, you should be scratching stuff off your bucket list if you can. Like I skydived last summer.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that was a splurge.
That's off my bucket list. Mm-hmm. So that's, you kind of, the older you get, I got to start scratching more stuff off my bucket list.
Right, absolutely.
You know?
Because why have that bucket list?
Yeah.
You got to do this stuff. Carrie says clothes shopping at Shield. She looks for the personal shopper. She's not a shopper, but they bring clothes to the dressing rooms and put outfits together for her. Hmm. Anita, another one who goes with the massages or a pedicure.
Yeah.
Crash is a simple man, a new rifle for coyote hunting.
Oh, cool.
There you go.
Cool. And Rib Fest opens today.
Yes. Yeah. And the weather mostly.
The weather, and the next couple of days, these are going to be late day, evening, scattered showers. With the heating of the day, you know, you get the heating of the day and then you get these scattered showers. And thunder showers will pop up. Kind of the same thing. So most of the day dry, but then, you know, latter part of the day, that's when we start to see it. Just a few hit and miss.
There you go. All right. Coming up 6:56 this morning, Flatland Music Flashback, brought to you by Flatland Guitar in Fargo, a music store built around and dedicated to quality guitar repairs. We are going to be showcasing this album. It produced 7 top 10 singles, monster hit. We'll tell you what it is. Coming up, Flatland Music Flashback, right around 6:56. It is 6:11. Time for your national news from ABC. Then Big Game James McCarty is in with your WDAY Radio Sports. 6:15, Big Game James McCarty is here now with your WDAY Radio Sports. Good morning, James.
Good morning. Minnesota Twins, second straight night that they decided they were going to hit the ball in basically just 2 innings. They scored 4 runs in each of the 6th and 7th innings in a 10-3 victory over the A's. Pablo Lopez gave up 2 runs over 5 innings of work, his 5th win of the season. You had a 3 different pitchers out of the bullpen for the Twins. They only gave up 1 run over 4 innings of work. And the Twins were led by a pair of RBI apiece from Royce Lewis, Willie Castro, Byron Buxton in that victory. They'll continue their series with Game 3 of that 4-game set at 9:05 tonight. Zebby Matthews on the mound for Minnesota. As for the Fargo-Moorhead Redhawks, it was, well, a trio of 2-run innings along with a just avalanche of 14 hits from the Monarchs that would pushed them past Fargo-Moorhead 7-4. Colton Davis gave up the first 6 runs of the game and 3 1/3 innings of work. He was tagged with the loss. And the Redhawks now continue this series. Game 3 of a 4-game set at 7:02 tonight. On the hardwood last night, the Minnesota Lynx found themselves trailing by 4 after 1/4 of play to the Phoenix Mercury before taking a 9-point lead into the half and then dominating the second half to an 88-65 victory. They're now improving to 8-0 on the season, best record in the WNBA. Nafisa Collier had 18 points, 11 rebounds, 5 assists in the win. Natisha Heidemann ended up with 18 points off the bench. And Bridget Carlton, she hit 1-3 in the game, but it got her to the 1,000 points scored club. So congrats to all of them on that. It's been a tremendous start to the year for the Lynx, who returned to the hardwood Sunday afternoon in Dallas when they battled the Wings at 3 p.m. And tonight, the Stanley Cup Final finally begins in Edmonton. The Oilers hosting the Florida Panthers in a rematch of the 2024 Cup Final that went the distance. Puck drops at 7 o'clock. Coverage available nationally on TNT. We're still a day away from the NBA Finals beginning. And tonight on Primetime Sports at 6:30, Jason and I, we will do our preview of the NBA Finals and give our first look to the Timberwolves offseason. And we'll give our thoughts as to what we think may very well happen, as both of us last year thought that the Wolves are going to run it back, and then before we knew it, Karl Anthony Towns was wearing a Knickerbocker uniform, and we were trying to figure out how the new guys were going to integrate into the team. So who knows what happens this offseason, but the Wolves do own a first and second round pick, both of which are not theirs, and both of which are higher than they would have been if the Wolves had their original pick, which is kind of comical to me.
Mm-hmm. Did you see this video of this high school track meet? It happened in Oregon, Eugene, Oregon. A young lady was running the 100-meter hurdles, and she tripped on the last. She was in the lead by like a landslide. Tripped on the last hurdle, fell, and then she still won the race. She somersaulted twice to get to the finish
really?
Line.
Really? Nice.
I guess she was a gymnast in her younger years, and she goes, that just kicked in. Like, I need to win this race. I'm going to just somersault. It's a, I've never seen anything like that. It's incredible.
That's pretty awesome to have that kind of physical ability.
Because, you know, like the last hurdle, there's
you could roll across the finish line, James. I know you could.
Well, he would roll differently.
Rolling and somersaulting are two different things.
I was trying to give you credit for getting across the finish line.
Yeah,
come on.
I appreciate it, but most everybody understands the difference in a somersault and rolling like a log down a hill.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a difference. But there's a pretty good difference between where that last hurdle is and where the actual finish line. And
yeah,
if you figure
it really is.
You trip over that last hurdle, obviously your foot catches, and you're kind of propelling forward anyway in a somersault, but most people would just flop.
I would just like to see the video to see, did she catch it and do like a full armadillo'd somersault, or did she end up taking the tumble, kind of catching herself, and then started rolling?
They were intentional, just like you would see
a gymnast.
So it
was like in one motion, she felt her foot catch, and she's like, all right, armadillo!
I don't know.
And it worked, huh?
If, like she said, her gymnastics training kind of kicked in.
That's cool.
If you Google it, it's an NBC News story. I'm like, track star somersaulting. It's just absolutely incredible. Like I said, yep, I could see you flipping and maybe you somersault once, and then you just lay there stunned. But she kept the presence of mind and rolled twice to still win first place.
That's amazing.
That is amazing. Did you see it? I threw it in our Slack channel.
I was looking for it right now.
To look at it. Wow.
Now, once that adrenaline wears off, I feel like you'd be a little bit sore, because I got to imagine that you probably would tweak something of some sorts.
Did you,
see that one guy was recent? I think it was this year's, but remember that they have that wheel of cheese they roll down the hill like in Europe and they go it? There's one guy that was going and he tripped and he stumbled and rolled and all of a sudden he was just launched up in the air and then came down.
And usually those people are so drunk they don't feel it.
No word on whether or not that guy's okay, but man, he went flying and it was pretty spectacular to say the least.
No word on if he's okay or not, but he made the news.
Exactly.
Sometimes that's all that matters.
Yeah.
Bragging rights, like you survived. Did you see me on the news?
Mm-hmm.
No, but yeah.
He's okay!
Google this Oregon teen track star trip. It's just pretty impressive to see a double somersault. I did hurdles in junior high. I was not good at it, but who didn't want to run the hurdles? So it was like kind of like you step over and you flop your, like, I wasn't the smooth like hurdling like the good people were.
So I
like did it for 2 years, and then I decided like
she tripped and started stumbling, and then the last about 5 yards, meters or so, she rolled a couple times. But yeah, she was so far out in front that
isn't that impressive, though?
It is, because, I mean, you just...
the whole race.
Yeah, anything to just get across the finish line and get first place. But, I mean, sometimes things just happen. They happen just the right way, you know, and you make something happen.
Mm-hmm.
Evidently, Jason and I need to increase our training regimens.
Yeah, well, because there was a time my track coach wanted me to run the 110-meter hurdles because I only ran like the 100 and 200. And I was just like, I'm not tall enough in my mind to really be able to do it.
You didn't have to really be tall, but you had to be, just impressive. And
you had to be an athlete.
Just like one leg over.
I don't even know if we had anybody back in the day when I was in high school that actually ran the hurdles.
Oh, really?
I don't remember if we had anybody that was in that event. I think we just did all the other stuff.
We did, but I can't remember anybody being super impressive.
No.
Hibbing had a gal I know that was my age who was really good in the hurdles. But
then again, my coach back in the day, he was like, well, when you go run, go on the sidewalk and try and like hit all of the little lines in it.
Mm-hmm.
So that way, obviously your sidewalks don't crack. Mm-hmm. Because I always had like these like short, choppy steps. So I was probably working harder than a lot of sprinters because I was taking smaller steps. If I would have been able to increase my stride length, I might have been able to place better. But
they have the hurdles sitting out at a lot of schools, including the middle school in Moorhead, and I look at those every once in a while. I was like, yeah, no, don't even try that.
No.
Last thing we need is a video of Bonnie being carted off trying to hurdle on her afternoon walk after work.
Broken collarbone.
Yeah, the thing
shoulders.
Was, is it was like the I had cousins here in the state of North Dakota that I believe won – I want to say they won the 300 hurdles, but
nice.
The hurdles for the 300 were the low hurdles, and the 100.
Yeah, then you had the high hurdles. That's another story.
110 meters was the high hurdles. That was another reason why I didn't want to do it. If you would have lowered the hurdles, then I might have been more interested
in it. The high hurdles and then the pole vault and even high jump. That stuff's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, no, that wasn't my thing.
No.
I was a distance runner. You were a sprinter.
Yeah.
What did you do, Jimmy?
shot put.
He just ran from the cops, didn't you?
Oh, ouch. That's a little, that cuts a little deep.
I was at the pub.
In high school?
14, and I was at the, yeah.
Hey, pizza pub was a good place,
oh,
man.
Pizza
yeah.
pub, yeah. yeah. Okay, yeah.
Jeez. I suppose, yeah, you guys, that's a couple hundred miles away. That's what we called it as kids.
I know the way you roll. I've got some intel on one of your favorite foods, at least it was in college, the McDonald's snack wrap. Remember, we talked about it's coming back. Yeah. McDonald's has finally said when it is coming back because they had dropped a hint like it's coming back, but they never said when. It was supposed to, sometime this summer, July 10th.
July 10th.
So when is Popeye's snack wrap on being unveiled? Because we just saw a commercial for that this
morning.
They're
going to bring a snack wrap?
Yes.
We are going to need a taste test.
It'll be a bigger
volunteers tribute.
James, your mission today, should you choose to accept it, is to go to as many fast food places as possible and getting chicken snack wraps at each.
Steve, can we have the credit card?
Yeah.
We're doing research. We need the credit card.
I'll take three of each flavor.
Snack wrap. Yeah, they could make the chicken in the snack wrap a little bit bigger.
Yeah. The McDonald's one, that was like when they had it before, wasn't that only like a 99 cent or a buck 50?
Oh, gosh. It was at one point. I think when they went away, they were like a buck 99.
They were really small.
That's the question. Like, how much are they going to be when they come out? It doesn't say in this article.
Well, today's day and age, probably like $6.99.
Yeah, they'll have one of their new chicken strips in there from McDonald's, and it'll cost $6.99.
Do they even have a 99 cent menu anymore like they used to
no.
have?
No. It's I think McDonald's is called the dollar menu, but it's all like maybe you can get a small fry for a dollar. I don't even know if that's true, but it's like $1, $2, and $3 a piece for different items.
Well, this isn't going to be a dollar. I guarantee you that. Yeah, well, I wonder like $3 maybe for one? I don't know.
I mean, the Popeye's one looked like they were the way they had them packaged on their commercial. That makes it look like they're not going to be cheap ones either. Like they're going to be.
But you'll get a lot of chicken in there because their chicken's bigger.
Yeah, I mean, I think it looked like it's going to be something like you said, it'll be $3 to $4, and then you'll put it with a combo meal, and so it's a bigger wrap, but at the same time it's not the little cheap 99 cent one. You could get your value meal and add on a snack wrap or two because they're small, but or maybe I was just hungry at the time. I don't know. I can't really confirm nor deny.
Get a salad with it, bulk it up a little more healthy. July 10th for you snack wrap fans. That's when it'll be coming to McDonald's restaurants nationwide. What did we determine? It went away like 9 years ago or something like that?
I think you said that, and I was like, really?
You're like, I thought it was still there. And like,
I mean,
no.
I haven't obviously gotten snack wraps in a while, but I guess I didn't really think about it. I try and my youngest, her favorite place.
2016.
Yeah. My youngest, her favorite place to eat so many times is McDonald's. Like if it's her birthday, where do you want to go eat? McDonald's. And no, they've got other items that you want to try, like they're what do you call it? Like their upgraded chicken sandwiches, their chicken deluxe or whatever, or you haven't been there in a while, so you get a quarter pounder with cheese or something, and you're not really thinking about the snack wraps. But if it's not on the menu, you kind of just, you don't even think about
it. Sure. Does she pick McDonald's for her birthday meal? Like you can pick a sit-down restaurant, but no, she wants McDonald's?
Mm-hmm. Probably because we're like, no, we're not going to McDonald's again. There's so many times like Jaden will want to, if we're going to get food before going to a Force game. Mm-hmm. She wants to go and get McDonald's, and every time we try and do that, because it's in theory cheaper than getting food at the arena, there's a line, and then we end up getting there later and later, and I like to be there in plenty of time to watch them pregame skate and get to my seat without having to excuse me through everybody, because our seats are in the middle of the section, so... It never works. I try and avoid McDonald's.
When Logan was probably, I don't know, 12, we had a baseball tournament in Bemidji, and his buddy Bryce came with. And so it was a weekend tournament where we stayed overnight, two nights or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Every day, every single meal, that's all Bryce wanted. Finally, I'm like, Bryce, we are not having McDonald's again. Pick a different restaurant. Like, you get sick of the same place. Yeah. I mean, when you're there, you know, for your three meals, it's like, no, we are not eating at McDonald's again.
Yeah, exactly. Because normally most of the time, you know, you're getting burgers and fries there, burgers and fries. So occasionally you get the chicken at McDonald's. And not that the chicken at McDonald's is bad or anything, but, I mean, to some extent, they're more known for those McNuggets than anything when it comes to chicken. And those McNuggets back in the day.
Cheap nuggets?
Yeah, McNuggets, they're not.
The tenders are where it's at.
They're not chunks of chicken. They're just that processed ooze that they make into nuggets. So, you don't want to keep eating at the same place all the time.
No, it gets very tiring. Yes. So I think we switched it up, and I think we went to Dairy Queen.
Ooh, big difference.
Well, there wasn't many options back in the day for that. There you go. It is 6:28, Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio on a Wednesday morning. Thanks for being here. The tree experts from Cars Tree Service, they're going to join us at 7:10 this morning. If you have any questions about your trees, wondering what to plant, give us a call then, and they can answer those questions for you. Or you can email them in right now if you would like, studio@wdayradionow.com, and we will ask the guys when they get on air with us at 7:10. We'll be heading into the WDAY Radio News Center coming up next. 6:32, sun is up. Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki is here with a check on our forecast.
Sun's out, guns out,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, baby. Nice flex. I like that.
Oh, yeah. Looking good. She's talking about me or you, Jace?
I've got a ways to go yet. Okay. I'm working my way back.
Doesn't take much to impress me, obviously.
Yeah, exactly. I've set the bar really, really low.
Well, we've got a pretty decent start to the day out there. I love these pleasantly cool mornings. This is awesome.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Feels good. And by the way, going back to our earlier conversation, why don't you leave the windows open when it's
because
this nice?
Of allergies.
Is that why? That's what I thought. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. It is great sleeping weather and a nice sunny start to the day with temperatures currently in the mid to upper 40s across the area. We'll make it to about 77 today with a west-southwest wind 10 to 20, and we'll see some pop-up showers and thunder showers with the heating of the day. What happens is you get instability. In other words, you'll get heating of the day. That warm air rises. It hits cold air aloft. You get these cumulus clouds to develop. And if you get enough lift in the atmosphere, you'll get showers and thunder showers to develop. And we'll see that as we head into the afternoon. So don't be surprised if you're going out golfing today, you got a tee time anytime after about 3 o'clock. We see our chances of showers and thunder showers increase. Then as the sun sets, those showers die off, and then we'll clear things out tonight. 47 for a low with light winds, and Thursday and Friday, kind of a carbon copy, rinse and repeat. Light winds both Thursday and Friday, highs in the mid 70s, and an isolated afternoon and evening pop-up shower and thunder shower can't be ruled out. Now, Saturday, we'll warm it up a few degrees, upper 70s on Saturday. A cold front approaches towards evening. That could trigger off some storms. Some of those could be on the strong side Saturday evening. We'll keep a close eye on that. And then windy and much cooler on Sunday. We'll be lucky to hit 70. I think we'll be stuck in the 60s most of the day. And we can't rule out an isolated hit-or-miss shower as cooler air dumps in. Now, as that cooler air dumps in, I'm concerned that the smoke may return on Sunday as well. That's not a guarantee, but starting to see some signs of that.
At least we're getting a few days of a break.
Yeah,
here anyway.
Yeah, could see the smoke return on Sunday with highs, again, only right around 70 degrees. And then we'll start our warm-up next week. By the middle of next week, we're in the mid-80s. Some spots in the state will be in the upper 80s. So I see a more of a summer-like looking pattern after this week. Like, not as many 70s. I think we're going to see more 80s in the forecast as we head into next week and mid-month. So
but these mid to upper 70s, that's kind of normal, it would seem, for the first week of June.
It is normal. Yeah. Mid-upper 70s are right about on target for this time of the year. So our temperatures next week will be a little bit above normal. And again, I think that's what the summer is going to hold. Temperatures a little bit above normal, with precip being a little bit, just a little bit below normal. Okay. Not drought below normal, but a little bit below normal.
Did you decide? I know you were taking a Facebook poll on this beard mustache combination thing of yours.
It's 60-40. 60 to keep it, 40 to get rid of it.
I think Carrie nailed it when she said it takes away from your beautiful smile, because you do have a very nice smile.
How does it take away?
It does.
Look at that.
You look grumpy and you look owly.
I don't know. Maybe you need to shape it a bit more or something.
I have to trim it. I got to trim it.
No, not trim it down. You've got to, like, you know.
Oh, shape it?
You got to shape it. And okay. I just,
what,
you know.
Do you want him to look like you?
Maybe.
He's got more hair. I think Brian, one of our listeners, and he posted on my Facebook, I think he had the right idea. Just use a bag and don't worry about it.
That's true.
Well, Bears fan.
No!
Fair point.
Oh, we're going there, aren't we?
Well,
all right. Last year, okay. This year's going to be a different story.
Do you still see the paper bags over the Bears fans anymore?
Oh, yeah.
Do you still see them?
Oh, yeah. Last year. Funny. Oh, that was hilarious.
I remember when that first started. I mean, that was huge.
Yep. We went to a game and wore it. And even we did the same thing when the Cubs were tanking it. We'd go and sit in the bleachers with a paper bag over our head.
Well, like you better clean shaven.
Well, we'll see what happens.
Okay. Yeah. It just depends on how it comes in, how it, you know, the length of the facial hair.
He's so handsome.
See, I like, I don't mind it during the fall and winter, but not in the summer.
You look disheveled. Yeah. There,
boy, I look like Otis from Andy Griffith Show. Yeah. I look disheveled. Yeah. Now, do I look disheveled because it's not trimmed?
No, and you look angry
because
too.
The length of it is not the problem. I mean,
you know what? I'm gonna come in tomorrow with Bonnie's initials
shaved
into it.
I probably like it better like that. Yeah. Then, 'cause it'll be missing.
I mean,
some of
where
it.
The scar is, you know, you could almost maybe kind of
go around it.
Well, the scar's there. You can
scars
almost
tell stories. You could almost see that scar.
You could almost do a goatee almost. Depending on where it's at.
You might look better with a goatee.
Yeah, I mean, if you try the goatee look, you know, you might get better reaction. I'm
like,
just saying.
Like yours.
Yeah, exactly.
You want him to look like you, don't you?
Exactly. Why not?
he's working on a project over
exactly.
here. Let's start with her initials shaved in. We'll do that
first. Here, let me carve them in there for you.
You got to get the fancy trimmer for that.
6:38, we're going to get your national news in now from ABC. Check in with the American Ag Network and Big Game James McCarty with your WDAY Radio Sports. 6:43, time now for a check on your WDAY Radio Sports with Big Game James McCarty.
The Stanley Cup Final finally begins tonight in Edmonton. The Oilers battle the Florida Panthers. Puck drops at 7 o'clock. Game coverage available nationally on TNT. Last night, the Minnesota Lynx continued their dominant start to the season, improving to 8-0 on the year with a 88-65 win at home against the Phoenix Mercury. They trailed by 4 after the first quarter before outscoring the Mercury by 13 in the second and taking control of the game from there on out. Nafisa Collier with 18 points, 11 rebounds, 5 assists in the win, and he did end up with Bridget Carlton. She knocked down 1-3 in the game, but it was to get her to the 1,000 career points scored club. Lynx returned to the hardwood Sunday night, or Sunday afternoon actually, in Dallas when they battled the Wings at 3 p.m. The Twins used 4 runs in both the 6th and 7th inning to propel them to a 10-3 win against the A's last night. They would end up with 6 different players driving in at least 1 run in the victory, along with 4 pitchers participating in the win, including Pablo Lopez, who gave up 2 runs over 5 innings, earning his 5th win of the year. Twins and A's again tonight at 9:05. Zibby Matthews on the bump for Minnesota. And a trio of 2-run innings would cost the Fargo-Moorhead Redhawks in a 7-4 loss to the Kansas City Monarchs on Tuesday evening. Colton Davis would give up all 6 of those runs between separate innings. In 3 1/3 innings of work, he was tagged with the loss in the end. The Redhawks and Monarchs continue their series at 7:02 here this evening. And yesterday we received news that Minnesota Vikings Ring of Honor recipient Jim Marshall passed away after a long hospitalization at the age of 87. Spent 19 of his 20 professional seasons in Minnesota from 1961 to 1979. He started a record 270 consecutive games for the team, serving as captain for 14 straight seasons. Also holds the NFL career records for recovering opponents' fumbles at 29 and most games played by a defensive player at 282. There has been a push for years by purple and gold fans to get Marshall enshrined in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Should be. Maybe now. That's the thing that stinks when they do it after they died.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? When it's somebody that's deserving of a certain... Pete Rose would be another example of that, too.
Exactly. And Pete Rose, there's a lot of kind of discolored water around the Pete Rose thing because he was given opportunities to get reinstated back into baseball, but he refused to meet those requirements that the league gave to him, including not gambling, things of those sorts, and also got in trouble, you know, for some memorabilia incidents of sorts as well throughout his post-playing and managing career as well. So I personally believe still that the guy who has more hits than anybody ever, you know, he's got over 4,100 career hits. You got to take the good and the bad, and that's part of baseball history. Same thing with the steroid era guys as well. But, yeah, with Jim Marshall, I mean, 282 games, most ever recovered fumbles,
right.
20-year professional career. Little bit of bias involved with that purple coloring on the lens,
probably,
but man,
I
feel as though he's deserving of a place in Canton alongside many of those other Vikings greats.
I agree with you. All right, Sports This Hour has been brought to you by Pebble Lake Golf Club, voted one of the top 25 public golf courses in the state of Minnesota. Find out why. Get your tee times online at playpebblelake.com. Coming up 6:56 this morning, Flatland Music Flashback, brought to you by Flatland Guitar in Fargo, a music store built around
and dedicated to quality guitar repairs. This Canadian singer had her debut album released in 2002. Four songs off that album became hits, and you likely know them all. We'll showcase that artist coming up, Flatland Music Flashback, again right around 6:56, so about 10 minutes from now. Stand by. We're heading back to the American Ag Network shortly.
It was on this date in 1992, the U.S. Postal Service announced the results of a poll to see which picture of this famous musician would be on a stamp. Find out who that was coming up next in Music Flatland, in Music Flashback. Flashback brought to you by Flatland Guitar.
Time for Flatland Music Flashback. Flatland Guitar, a music store built around and dedicated to quality guitar repairs.
On this date in 1984, Bruce Springsteen released his Born in the USA album. It became the best-selling album in the United States in 1985.
It's also Springsteen's most successful album to date. The album produced 7 top 10 singles, tying Michael Jackson's Thriller album and Janet Jackson's Rhythm Nation album.
1992, U.S. Postal Service announced the results of a poll conducted to see which picture of Elvis Presley should be used on a commemorative stamp. Believe it or not, the younger Elvis beat out the older and much larger Vegas Elvis. Thank you. Thank you very much. I've got another peanut butter banana sandwich, Bonnie.
I've got two sheets of that in the photo album. Bought them for some reason. I don't know. Seemed like the thing to do back in the day, I guess.
You could have mailed some stuff.
Could have.
1996, Crowded House announced they were splitting up to make more room so it wasn't crowded anymore. The Rockers from Australia got back together a couple times after that, including as recently as 2016, and are still together.
I like them. I like this song a lot. They've had a couple of top 10 hits over the years, including this one here, Don't Dream, It's Over.
So crowded. Skater Boy spells B-O-I.
Like her. Yeah, I love this album. I liked her a lot.
Did you ever hear about the conspiracy about her, that she passed away and there's a clone or something?
Yeah, I've heard
people
that.
People are weird. 2002 Canadian singer Avril Lavigne released her debut album, Let's Go. 4 songs on the album became hits, including Complicated, Skater Boy, I'm With You, and Losing Grip.
Complicated was her first big hit in the U.S., reaching number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100. Lavigne won Best New Artist in a Video at the 2002 MTV Video Awards. She was nominated for 2 Grammys, but lost out to Norah Jones. Don't know why.
Darn it!
We don't know why either.
I don't either.
It's not a bad song.
No, and I don't know about it. I don't know if she just played dumb along with Nicole Richie on their series.
She did. She's very intelligent.
Because that was an annoying series, and I never watched
it. I thought it was funny.
I think my wife watched it, and I was like, I can't stand this. 2007 socialite, singer, model, TV personality, the one and only Paris Hilton, began serving a 23-day jail sentence for breaking probation. She was busted for driving with a suspended license.
And Jace is referring to the 2000s reality TV series, A Simple Life with Nicole Richie. In 2006, Paris Hilton's debut album, Paris, was released. 5 songs were hits. 2 of them reached number 1, including this one right here, Stars Are Blind. I wouldn't have been able to tell you that that was Paris Hilton, but
no,
I do
neither
know
would
the
I.
song.
Doesn't Paris also like DJ or something these days, too?
Yeah, she does.
Huh.
Yep.
Weird.
She's a mom now, too.
That doesn't affect our music career.
No. Just a fact.
Just FYI.
Just a fact.
Having a birthday today, L. DeBarge is 64. He was the lead singer of the family band DeBarge. They were often compared to the Jackson Rhythm of the Night hit. They were often compared to the Jacksons, period.
Yes.
Rhythm of the Night hit number 3 on the Billboard charts in 1985. The band was together from 1979 to 1989.
Yeah, I would have thought he was older, but nope, just 64. If you're having a birthday today, happy birthday to you, too. The guys from Cars Tree Service are going to be joining us in about 10 minutes. If you have any tree-related questions for them, you can certainly call in right around 7:10. Or email your questions into studio at WDAYradionow.com. 7 o'clock, we are WDAY Fargo. 7:03, Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki is here now with a check on our beautiful forecast.
Great start to the day, isn't it? Nice, crisp, clear mornings and light winds out there. And we'll start off the day with plenty of sunshine. If you've got a tea time this morning, you're great. If you have a tea time this afternoon, You could see a few scattered showers and thunder showers pull in from the west. These will be kind of those, we call them popcorn showers. So if you look at radar, they look like little kernels of popcorn just here and there. Mm-hmm. So we could see those popcorn showers pop up as we head into the heating of the day. So after about 3 o'clock with west southwest winds 10 to 20, again, highs right around 77. Clear skies tonight will drop down similar to this morning, mid to upper 40s, and rinse and repeat for Thursday and Friday. Mix of sun and clouds, temperatures in the mid 70s, and a few afternoon to evening showers. But again, if you have outdoor plans, go for it. We're not going to see any big widespread rains out of this. And then Saturday, we'll warm it up into the upper 70s. A cold front does approach by evening. That'll send some showers and thunderstorms through the area on the cold front. And then we turn breezy Saturday night, and Sunday breezy and much cooler, with highs struggling to get to 70. Unfortunately, I do think we're going to see some of that Canadian smoke return as we head into Sunday as well. But by the middle of next week, jet stream shifts, and smoke will be gone, and a return to summer-like weather with temperatures Tuesday onward next week in the 80s.
Oh, wow.
That's a little more like it.
Yeah. Well, we're getting a little warm.
So I know, a little warm for Bonnie, but hey.
Tone it down a little bit.
No, we're getting towards Father's Day. And
yeah.
We want nice weather, nice warm weather for Dad. Let him go golfing or fishing or, you know, just spoil your dad if he's still around.
I'm just amazed that you know, like, when the smoke is coming back in. Is it all depends on the winds then? Or?
It's magic, Bonnie. It's magic. I know. It is all dependent on the winds.
Weather voodoo. Yeah.
So right now we kind of have the upper level winds aren't dragging the smoke in. But by Sunday, as a strong area of low pressure rides into the Great Lakes, we're on the backside of that. So what that does is drag down. That smoke from Canada at all levels, unfortunately. Mm. Now, just a slight shift in that, and we don't see the smoke, but I do have a funny feeling Saturday night into Sunday, we'll start to see that return.
All right. Thank you, Dino.
You bet.
Weather's been brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation. Time is now 7:05. We've got to check on your national news when we return, a sports update from Big Game James McCarty, and still to come at about 7:10. We're going to have Quincy and Evan from Cars Tree Service answering all your tree questions coming up next.
The guys from Cars Tree Service will be in shortly to answer your questions. First of all, a quick check on your WDAY Radio Sports with Big Game James McCarty.
Minnesota Vikings and fans mourning the loss of one of their all-time greats and Jim Marshall, who passed away after a long hospitalization at age 87, spent 19 of his 20 professional seasons with the Vikings. He played in 270 consecutive games and served as a team captain for 14 straight seasons. He also holds the NFL career record for recovered fumbles with 29 and also with games played by a defensive player at 282. He is in the Vikings Ring of Honor with there being some push to try and get him in Canton in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. On the diamond last night, the Twins rode a 4-run sixth and 4-run seventh inning to a 10-3 win over the A's. Six different Twins driving in runs, and they now continue that series in Sacramento as the A's will, formerly of Oakland, previewing of Vegas of sorts. We're trying to figure out how we want to word the name still of the A's. I don't know
the if Las they're Vegas
homeless because they're in Sacramento, but they're homeless because they don't have a city attached to them or a state even.
The Las Vegas Athletics of Oakland via Sacramento.
There you go.
Yes.
That works.
I think every day we got to mix it up a little bit. Just to show our distaste for their ownership.
Well, the Athletics.
Careful, Ohio State. 9:05 is first pitch tonight with Zebby Matthews on the bump. The Red Hawks last night, they gave up two runs in the first, second, and fourth innings. That cost them in a 7-4 loss to the Monarchs. Colton Davis gave up those six runs in 3 1/3 innings of work. He was tagged to the loss in the end, but they will continue that series with the Monarchs. This is game three of a four-game set tonight. 7:02 is first pitch of that one. And the Minnesota Lynx, man, if you're sad about your Minnesota sports teams, will become a fan of the Lynx because they're 8-0, and they actually trailed by four last night after one quarter of play before ultimately getting a massive 23-point victory, 88-65 over the Phoenix Mercury, led by 18 points and 11 rebounds from Nafisa Collier. They return to the hardwood on Sunday when they're in Dallas to battle the Wings. That'll be a 3 p.m. tip-off for that. And running up sports this hour, Stanley Cup Final is finally upon us. Edmonton is where Game 1 will be held. The Oilers host the Panthers in a rematch of the Cup Final from a year ago. 7 p.m. is the puck drop. Game coverage available nationally on TNT.
712, Quincy and Evan from Cars Tree Service. Join us next. If you have any tree questions, call in now, 701-293-9000 or email studio at wdayradionow.com. 713, Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. Bonnie Amistadi, Jace Denman. We are now joined in studio by Evan and Quincy from Cars Tree Service. If you have any tree questions, they're here to answer them for you. 701-293-9000. You can email us studio at WDAYradionow.com. Good morning to you, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Morning.
Any problems you guys are seeing now that we're, I guess we're kind of sort of in summer or late spring here? Any problems that you saw from that like carried over from the winter or lack of snow or anything like that? Rodents, bugs?
Yeah, with trees starting to get fully leafed out now, something we're always looking for is tip dieback in trees. It's essentially where the very tips of the crowns are not fully leafing out. Could be a number of different issues from root issues, some sort of pest. Best thing is have us out and take a look at them. But inspecting the crowns of your trees, make sure to look up, look at the leaves, looks at the base of the trees, at the roots. Is there excessive moisture at the base of the tree? Is there moss growing on it?
Quincy, I also think there was something interesting that happened this year that maybe the listeners remember as it being 90 degrees out early, early in the spring.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You guys remember that?
Yeah. Did that cause an issue for trees?
What the heck is going on? It does. It screws up their inner workings and their time clocks. They're like, what's going on? We're going to leaf out because it's really warm and there's enough light. So let's go. Let's do this. And when they do, they're at a really critical stage where they're really soft and supple and diseases can get on them. And also, frostbite can happen. So a lot of our younger trees that are planted out there right now that are a little bit closer to the ground, maybe have had some transplant shock from last season. You add in something weird like that where they're going to leaf out early, and then that really, really cold snap happened about 2 to 3 weeks after that, right? Mm-hmm. And bam, you think about people that planted their gardens maybe a little bit too early. If you're out there thinking about that, like, ooh, I planted too early. I got to cover up my tomato plants. Well, tomato plants are living, growing tissue just like trees, right?
Yeah.
And different types of trees can withstand that stress at a different level. So that can also be a contributing factor we sometimes don't think about is just our overall environment and the conditions that we've had, recently in the spring, but even up to 2 years ago with some of the drought that we had 2 years ago are still affecting our trees to this day.
You can see the stress on them still.
Yep.
Well, does a early kind of heat wave followed by a cold snap, does that also affect some of the more mature trees? Not necessarily long-term trees that have been around for 10, 15 years, but maybe trees that you planted a few years ago. I mean, is that really going to mess with them a lot too?
If it's just a few years ago, mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. If it's a mature, say, oak tree that's been in a stand for 50 to 100 years, that tree's established. Yeah. It's gone through seasons like this
before. It's a survivor.
It's seen this. It's been there and done that before, you know. So, no, those ones are not as critical. Something that we do offer, though, to help boost the overall health of the tree is a deep root fertilization. And maybe, Quincy, do you want to?
I was going to ask about that, too, because I think, say, like boulevard trees. A lot of us have trees on the boulevard. You know, maybe the city planted them for you or whatever. I don't think people think at all about fertilizing their trees. Is that something that should be done?
Yeah. Everyone thinks about fertilizing their grass.
Yep.
People don't often think about fertilization. So best thing I like to compare it to is when you think about trying to grow a tree in a quarter-acre backyard in the middle of Fargo, that's definitely a less optimal condition to grow a tree. Trees' natural habitat is in a forest floor where you're having all that leaves and organic matter get back into the soil and being reused. So we use a slow-release fertilizer that simulates a similar effect, gives the trees a good boost, just overall really great for your trees.
Mm-hmm. Deep root fertilization. So is that some type of, I guess, machine or something that you force the fertilizer in?
Yes, we do actually. So again, like Quincy was saying, if you think about, you know, if you're an urban setting for trees and all of that topsoil getting stripped off and then bulldozers and excavators coming in and squishing all that soil together, when it gets squished together, that's the area where the root systems of trees are supposed to be growing. Mm-hmm. And out in nature, that doesn't happen. And so, yeah, having that nitrogen, and there's three numbers on your fertilizers. Most of the time, if you do a granular fertilizer for your lawn, that all just gets soaked up with your lawn. It's going to eat up all of those nutrients and all that nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium that you have. So what we do is it's a water-soluble fertilizer. It's a two-year product, so it doesn't smash the tree right away with just, oh, we got to grow, which can be difficult for newly planted trees, too. It can actually cause splitting of the bark if you over-fertilize. So we use a slow-release fertilizer with nitrogen. That's for the bud and leaf development, phosphorus for the root and flower development, and then the potassium in there it helps the tree overwinter. Mm-hmm. We like to do it in the springtime, so it's available to that tree throughout the full growing season, but it's also a good time to do in the fall. So if you guys wanted to get your trees fertilized still, deep root fertilization, we still have time. We do that, generally speaking, in Minnesota with the weather fluctuating as much as it does, April through June to the end of June. But then when you get into the heat of summer, we typically pull back on that. We can do it any time of the season, but spring and fall is when it's most recommended.
So just like us humans, your trees need vitamins, minerals too?
Yeah, they do. Yep, everything that's living and growing to create that chlorophyll for the tree. And if they don't have that, maybe you'll see yellowing of the leaves, dark veins, but really, really bright yellow leaves that are supposed to be green.
Like on the maples?
Yeah, we call that chlorosis.
Oh, okay.
Yep, and we also have some treatments available for chlorosis, but there's also some things that you homeowners can do at home if you don't want to pay for a certified arborist to come out and treat your trees. Chelated iron tablets is something that you can look into, and also manganese. So those are some of those minerals and vitamins that you spoke about, like we humans have, that are also good for the tree, that many times are depleted in that soil that was stripped from those said compacting machines of bulldozers and excavators and whatnot.
How important, Quincy, is mulch? Like you see usually around newly planted trees, people are putting mulch. Is that pretty essential that you do that? Or
yeah, that's a conversation I have almost every day with clients. It's a great cultural practice that you can do yourself at home. Number one, it takes the grass away from the base of the tree. That grass is going to be competing with water and nutrients. And then it also, as that mulch breaks down, it's a natural fertilizer into your soil. And it also eliminates lawnmowers and weed whackers going closely around the tree, eliminate some compaction. It's just a overall great practice that people don't do often enough.
Have you seen people like wrecking their trees with weed whackers and whatnot?
Yeah.
I've also seen where mulch has damaged trees too, though. So we want to put the caveat out there that just because we say put mulch around trees, it doesn't mean bury it 5 feet deep up the trunk. Because if you put that extra mulch on the trunk, we call that a mulch volcano. It shouldn't look like a volcano.
I was walking in my daughter's neighborhood in Chicago, and I noticed a bunch of people. I'm like, why do they have the mulch so high? Yeah. Is that a volcano?
It shouldn't look like a mulch volcano. It should be 4 to 6 inches, roughly, around the base of the tree, spread out evenly, pulled back from the base of the tree, so you don't have that direct contact where that moisture and bugs and fungal types of diseases can get in there.
Sure. Now, if our listeners have any questions for you guys, do you make house calls too? If their tree's looking funky and they give you a call over at Cars, you guys will stop over there and tell them what's going on?
Yeah, definitely. Do free estimates and consultations. I'm always happy to spend an extra 10, 15 minutes and just educate people. Or if it's a quick phone call and we don't need to go out and do a site visit, happy to spend 10 minutes on the phone and talk through issues with people.
One more thing that I just want to make sure that the listeners out there hear is just, we didn't talk about emerald ash borer, and we want to know if you guys want to save your ash, that you should call Cars Tree Service. There's ash trees that are dying from a silent but deadly insect that's out there called emerald ash borer. It's a flat-headed borer, and we want to make sure that you guys are able to protect your trees if you want to.
Yeah.
With all the elms that have been removed in Fargo-Moorhead area over the years, they planted ash trees. Mm-hmm. And that there was a big buzz last year about it, but it kind of died down. They're still here. So if you guys are having questions about that too, please contact us. One of our certified arborists at Karst Tree Service would be happy to come out and assess your trees for you.
And in case you guys missed it, Quincy says free consultations. Yeah. I heard the free part. How do they get a hold of you, Quincy?
You can look us up on Google or give our main office a call. Visit our website. Check us out on Facebook. Run promotions on there.
www.carstreeservice.com. That's cars with two R's.
Do you do the ads for you guys?
I maybe do.
Thank you, gentlemen. We appreciate you coming in studio. That's Evan and Quincy, Karst Tree Service, joining us here on Bonnie and Friends. WDAY Ag Director Bridget Riedel is going to be joining us next. Oh, Starlink for tractors.
Fancy. Yeah. All right.
We'll chat about that straight ahead.
7:25, we head out to the farm with Ag Director Bridget Riedel. How you doing this morning, Bridget?
Dandy. So, as much as I try to be Ag Alexa for us, sometimes I might not have quite everything.
I name mine Ziggy, by the way.
Ag Ziggy.
Well, I mean, you can put different names on them. There's four choices is all, but still. You don't have to be Alexa all the time.
I'll try to find something even more fun than Ag Alexa. But yesterday we were talking about the CRP enrollment being open for folks who wanted to put land into the Conservation Reserve Program. And I mentioned seed from a local supplier, Agassiz Seed, but I have an astute listener who said, hold on, don't forget that the National Resource Conservation Service, so NRCS, and that is an organization within or an agency within the USDA. Now, they don't sell seed, but they do have a seed sheet talking about suitable species based on soil types, et cetera, that they can give you if you are signing up your acres, if you have been accepted into the program. And that way they could help you work through what seed to get, where to get it, et cetera. So just want to give a big thank you. I don't always have every perfect answer, but I like it when someone's listening and says, wait, I can help with that and add more to it. So I really appreciate it. Hmm. Yeah, it's nice to have a little backup.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, speaking of backup, for those of us who don't always live in great cellular phone service, over here in northwestern Cass County, it's 1987 some days. And I was going to let you know that Case New Holland has a new agreement in place with Starlink. Of course, the subsidiary of SpaceX, as we know it, but this will be a collaboration for customers who have Case IH, New Holland, and other brand tractors through that company to use Starlink's low Earth orbit satellite network. So this is going to give you a reliable, low latency internet, helps to seamlessly integrate CNH's field ops. Their digital platform gives farmers a chance to look at the visibility of their machines, data from anywhere, anytime, and it's going to be a great collaboration as far as I can tell. So that's one new thing on the horizon, or not, because it's in space. It's satellites.
Yeah, but I mean, it's always difficult. I mean, I know that the carrier that I have T-Mobile, which was Sprint, which was something else before it got bought out by Sprint, but certain cell companies, you know, they don't have towers in certain areas and you don't have much of a signal. I know that when I've gone back to my hometown in the past before they increased their towers, et cetera, I'd go back to my hometown and basically if you wanted to use your phone, you're going to have to basically connect to the Wi-Fi to be able to do anything internet related. So obviously out in the middle of farm country, to get a service like Starlink for the tractor so you have that capability, because obviously we've talked with you many times before, Bridget, about the technology that's increasing in these tractors and combines and the fact you can have a GPS-type device in there that can track your path in each field and then almost basically run it back for you on autopilot. So obviously you need the internet to do that. So obviously Case New Holland getting that deal with Starlink is big for that company. It could lead to some better things down the road, I would assume.
Absolutely, it could. And so here's a little fun fact for you. What percentage of rural America do you think does not have great broadband internet? So think about farms, farmsteads, small towns.
40% maybe?
Okay.
So what doesn't have good internet connection, though, right?
Yep, solid broadband internet.
Well, I might go. You said 40.
I know if you have steel buildings, sometimes it's very difficult.
Yeah, I will say 30%. I'll go lower than Bonnie.
It's actually 30% of U.S. rural areas do not have good broadband internet.
Yeah.
Now, some of us would say that most days it feels like 40% because there's a reason I have a booster in my pickup to get places. But yes, when we think about, I have internet no matter what. Sure you do if you live in Fargo, but it doesn't take very long before we get other places and we don't.
Yeah, headed west to western North Dakota, you know, maybe not quite closer to where you currently live or anything, but when I headed out west, I mean, I would be roaming from basically Fargo to Bismarck, and then you get up to Minot for stuff, and I've gone through my roaming data, which is a problem, and that's why I think our previous work phones were Verizon. I know some people have AT&T, and that works for them. T-Mobile is more of a FM area. Works pretty well. You get down to the Twin Cities, it works great, obviously, but you get into those rural places, and some companies just simply don't have the tower coverage out that way.
Tower coverage? I got a squirrel in a cage running as fast as it can to try to power this thing up.
I know, right?
Nobody lets me have my bag phone back because that would be perfect.
Yeah.
So, yes, just some of the things that are happening over in farm country today, as you might say. Also, National Aerial Applicator Association just wants to highlight the fact that they are indeed 104 years old.
Nice.
Aerial application, it happens at least one application to multiple acres. They're over the years, over a year, they're doing about 127 million crop acres. And there'll be the largest ag aircraft is an Air Tractor 802 that has an 800 gallon capacity tank.
Geez.
They're stepping it up to a 1002, which will have 1,000 gallon capacity. That's a lot of liquid, because you got to remember how heavy some of that product can be, the weight that they got to get up in those planes, and safety is a huge factor every time we talk to our aerial applicators.
I'm still waiting for the time when one of the local high schools, when they co-op with another school, I'm waiting for them to use crop dusters as their mascot. I'm being a proponent of that, but no one seemed to have taken my advice on that up yet.
I will see what I can do to propose it to local school boards when they have new sports co-ops.
I submitted that to my high school when they combined with Clark, so it didn't happen, but still, you know, it's out there. So there's
also
that.
Well, maybe why you haven't gotten the graduate of the year yet.
Probably, yeah.
Keep
I don't,
working on
I don't
that.
Go back for alumni week, and that's part of it too.
Probably. Okay. All right. So today for Weather and Ag in Focus, you're going to find me on location. I'm going to be out at the Rookery Rock Winery at Agassiz Shores Orchard and Vineyard. We're going to talk about all of the local grown fruits that they are using in their wine production, things that happened at that vineyard throughout the summer months as far as events and so forth. And I think it's just fun to know that North Dakota has actually gotten a better reputation about its wine. Mm-hmm. So let's learn more while we can, because it's yet another agricultural product hiccup that goes well with many others, like, you know, May was beef month, and maybe a good wine goes with it.
Not too much sampling today, Bridget.
Sure. And so looking forward to all the things that we can hear on Weather and Ag in Focus today. If you have questions, or if you can help me out and improve my Ag Alexa skills, you can find me ag@flagfamily.com.
Very good. Thanks, Bridget.
Have a great day.
You bet. 7:33. We're going to get your WDAY radio news in, and then Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki has your forecast. 7:35, time now for a check on our forecast with Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki.
Well, a beautiful start to the day with temperatures now right around 50 degrees, and we'll see the sunshine being replaced by partly cloudy skies as we head throughout the day. The heating of the day will pop up some isolated showers and even a few thunder showers. Those will be moving in from the west. And again, not everybody's going to see them, but if you have outdoor plans, go ahead, you'll get it in. I'm just saying you might see an errant shower, thunder shower pass over. 77 today with a west-southwest wind at 10 to 20. We'll clear things back out tonight, another pleasantly cool night with lows into the upper 40s and light winds. And light winds continue for Thursday and Friday. Under partly cloudy skies, we'll have highs in the mid-70s. And again, an errant shower or thunder shower can't be ruled out both Thursday and Friday afternoon and evening. And then Saturday, we'll turn the winds in out of the south. That'll warm us up into the upper 70s. A cold front approaches, though, by late afternoon and into the evening. That'll trigger off a line of storms. That'll quickly move southward. And then the rest of Saturday night should be okay. Breezy. And then Sunday, breezy and cooler. We'll be struggling to get to 70, meaning we'll be in the 60s most of the day. And unfortunately, I think Saturday night into Sunday, and this isn't a guarantee, but we're seeing some signals of it, that we could see the smoke briefly return for about a 24 to 48 hour period. Still questionable on how dense that's going to be, but something to keep in mind. And then by next week, we warm things up. We'll start off the week in the 70s, but by Tuesday and Wednesday, we're already in the 80s, and it looks like we'll stay in the 80s. I've had a few people ask, what does it look like for Father's Day weekend? That's about 10 days out. Right now, it looks warm, but it also looks like we could see a chance for showers and storms that weekend. That's 10 days out, the timing, and that's going to change. But it definitely looks warmer, and like I said, this might be the last week we see for a while of temperatures consistently in the 70s. I see many more 80s in the forecast starting next week.
All right. Weather this hour brought to you by Jiffy Lube of Fargo, locally owned and operated. They have three convenient locations. You do not need an appointment. Jiffy Lube of Fargo, where you can do more in a jiffy. 7:37 national news from ABC coming up. We'll check in with Big Game James McCarty and your WDAY Radio Sports. Dean's back with your 3-degree guarantee, and Brian Kronk, managing partner of Collins & Kronk, joins us around 7:45 with a market update and insight. 7:41, Big Game James McCarty has a check on your WDAY Radio Sports.
The Minnesota Twins rode a 4-run sixth and a 4-run seventh to a 10-3 win over the A's last night. They now continue that series this evening with a 9:05 first pitch, where they will send Zebby Matthews to the mound. And also in Twins news, for the first time since June 2009, when Joe Nathan was named the American League Reliever of the Month, the Twins now have another American League Reliever of the Month for the month of May. Joan Duran posting a 0.60 ERA, 20 strikeouts and 15 innings, and tied for a league lead with 7 saves. Hopefully he's on the mound tonight. He has been absolutely electric for the Twins this season, as he is the May American League Relief Pitcher of the Month. A trio of two-run innings would cost the Redhawks in a 7-4 loss to the Monarchs. Colton Davis would give up 6 runs over 3 1/3 innings. He was tagged with the loss. They continue this 4-game set, though, tonight. 7:02 is first pitch at Newman Outdoor Field. And you're going to have the Minnesota Lynx. Well, they did last night. They won 88-65 over the Phoenix Mercury. It was a tough start. They trailed by 4, and then they would end up kicking it into gear, and that's when they would outscore the Mercury by 27 points the last 3 quarters. Nafisa Collier with 18 points, 11 rebounds, 5 assists in the win. Lynx are now 8-0 in the season, tied for the best record in the league. They return to the hardwood Sunday afternoon in Dallas when they battle the Wings at 3 p.m. In Running Out Sports this hour, Stanley Cup Final officially here. Game 1 in Edmonton tonight. The Oilers host the Panthers in a rematch of the Cup Final from a year ago. Puck will drop at 7 o'clock with game coverage available nationally on TNT.
7:43, Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki has your 3-degree guarantee coming up next. Then Brian Kronk, Managing Partner of Collins & Kronk, joins us with a market update and insight. 7:45, time now for your 3-degree guarantee with Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki, brought to you by the Window and Door Store.
Well, I was sweating it yesterday.
Yeah. Were you?
Yeah, because it was forecasting 76.
Right? Yes.
We hit 73. Yeah, so the streak continues. I will book the mortgage on today's 77. You can book it, baby. 77 for today's 3-degree guarantee. A little breezy out of the west-southwest, and again, we're starting off with sunshine, but we'll see those cumulus build this afternoon and could see an errant shower or thunder shower after about 3 o'clock. So again, today's 3-degree guarantee, 77. And hockey sticks.
There you go, and it's brought to you by the Window and Door Store. Dean going for 24 in a row tomorrow. Make sure you note that while I'm gone.
I will do that. All right, 7:46, Brian Kronk, Managing Partner of Collins & Kronk, joins us next with a market update and insight. 7:48, Brian Kronk, Managing Partner of Collins & Kronk, joining us now with a market update and insight. Good morning to you, Brian.
Good morning.
I think mostly the last week or so, although I was out of the loop, I was out of town for a while, but the markets have been doing okay past
week? It's been just going great. I mean, it seems like we come in and we have kind of a sloppy opening, which is a sign of a good market. When I say a sloppy opening, I mean things are down, they're sideways, the futures don't really know what is going on. And then by about 11 a.m. our time, you start to see things firm up again over the lunch hour. The selling dries up. And then we have a really strong finish in the afternoon. I mean, it's just like they're following the same game plan every single day. I'm loving it because there are so many great breakouts right now. Earnings are coming out stronger than what people expect. And you see this firm up in the afternoon. And so you're seeing stocks that are going up, you know, not just day after day, but sometimes 10, 15% in a single day. It's fantastic.
Well, it seems as though, to some extent, or at least watching my stuff, it seems as though we've kind of solidified a little bit. I mean, there's a little up and a little down, but for the most part, we seem to be at least maintaining. We're not having sharp declines, sharp rises. We're kind of,
I don't know, just we're kind of stable right now, it feels like a little bit.
Absolutely. You're starting to see some of that come back in, and so it feels really good. It's drawing in new investment dollars. I think there's some great opportunities right now. I'm doing a lot of this stuff short-term, though, right now, Jace. We've got our core holdings. We've taken some of the profits, you know, from this last little correction that we have. And everybody says that the correction is over. I'm not completely convinced. My guard is still up. The longer we stay above this 200-day moving average and now moving back above the 50-day moving average, I feel better about that. Mm-hmm. But we're on lighter volume. So I think the strength is too hard to ignore. But there's definitely money leaving the U.S. markets. It's going international for the first time in years. You know, you had asked about that last week, and that trend continues, and it's building momentum. There's a lot of uncertainty here right in the U.S., and so you're seeing a lot of money repatriated back to their home countries. Mm-hmm. And so as we start to see that happen, that momentum, I think, is going to continue to build. And if we get more uncertainty rather than less, if one of these deadlines go past or something like that, I wouldn't be surprised to see a big sell-off. I think there's a lot of money managers like myself that are basically got their finger right on the sell trigger, just waiting. But we don't want to miss out and sell too early because these gains on a day-to-day basis are mm-hmm. just too fantastic to miss.
So is that kind of due to still some more of the tariff talk, et cetera? I know the 50% steel and aluminum tariffs are going into effect, I believe, today. Is there still kind of some hesitation on in some investors' parts because that we're still not quite 100% on what the plan is per se? Because it seems like we will have a due date for these tariffs and then it gets pushed back by 30 or 90 days. So it seems like everybody's kind of playing the waiting game, waiting for that to kind of get finalized and get these deals done with these other countries.
I think that's exactly what it is. I think our economy is indeed slowing, but it's still chugging along fine. I mean, we've got some good things happening. We're starting to see the labor numbers come down a little bit and, you know, different areas where it's slowing, but not super weak yet. We still have a pretty good economy, but that uncertainty is really what's killing us. Because, I mean, even if you just think about the labor market, we had the ADP report this morning that said, again, the jobs market is getting soft. Well, part of that might be the economy slowing. Part of that might be just reluctance on employers to hire until they get some clarity here. Mm-hmm. Just the tax bill alone is a huge deal. If they could get that passed, that would help. If they don't get that passed, we're talking about the biggest tax hike in U.S. history. So you hear it all over the media how this is going to be, you know, some sort of a crazy tax cut. No, we're talking about extending the status mm-hmm. quo. And so if you don't even know if the tax situation is going to be staying the same, you're not going to go out there and hire. You're not going to be building a factory. You're not going to commit to a lot of that. And then same thing, you know, these steel and aluminum tariffs, that's great. But are you going to add capacity to your steel plant if you think that these tariffs might go away within 6 months or a year?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we got to get some of those questions answered.
Well, and that and you bring up the tax laws as well, because obviously last time Trump was in office, there was a big redefining of the tax law with right. the standard deduction increase. You didn't need to, for me myself, I didn't need to itemize my deductions, etc.
So much simpler.
It was very simpler. I mean, overall, I think it put more people in people's pockets week to week or paycheck to paycheck. They might have done some kind of finagling then when it came to when you filed your returns. But
right.
I mean, that is a big thing, because if you don't know what's going on with that and your taxes get raised, obviously for individuals, it's one thing. Corporate levels, I mean, that's a whole other thing which can really affect exactly. your bottom line.
Yeah, all of that stuff plays in there. And so you think about that. I mean, there's just so many things that we can't answer questions to just personally for our own finances based mm-hmm. on this. Imagine a company that's got all these other things, inputs. You're an auto manufacturer and you don't know where you can sell. You don't know, you know, what parts you can bring in. You don't know what the cost of those materials are going to be. Pretty hard time to be managing one of these businesses right now, much less expanding any of that. And so I think that's sort of put the freeze on our economy. And that money that was invested here or that is invested here, it has to go elsewhere. Money goes where it's treated best. And right now, when it's uncertainty, it's not treated best here. So it's seeking new homes. That's why you're seeing, you know, gold on the rise. You're seeing, you know, countries that have stock markets that haven't moved in years starting to rise. You know, it's looking for a place to land that's not the U.S. stock market right now.
Speaking of auto manufacturers, stock in Toyota fell 13% right. after Toyota decided to take the company private. I mean, obviously, if you have money invested in Toyota, you're not happy about this. But if a foreign company's stocks drop, is that good for our markets?
Well, it can be. So it really depends on what the situation is around that. And that's a pretty doggone big company to start taking private. So we'll have to see, you know, what kind of truth is behind that, or if that's just sending ripples out there. Toyota's had a lot of their own problems, you know, but GM too. You look at just General Motors and what's happening there. And, you know, so they used to sell over 4 million cars in China. Right now, they're selling about a tenth of that. And most of that has nothing to do with tariffs. It has to do with all the non-tariff subsidies and, mm-hmm. and things like that. The money the Chinese government is putting into keeping their EV prices low and just other things that they put upon, you know, imported cars into China. And that's just one market. So when you start looking at a company like GM or Toyota Motor that's in so many other markets and trying to figure out how to play by those rules, it gets complicated really quickly.
Now, when it comes to taking a company private, I mean, you're, if I'm not mistaken, you're taking it out of the stock market and you're not selling stock. So is that going to be a company buyback of their stocks then?
So, yeah, we don't really know any news about this yet. I haven't even seen anything more than a headline on that. And I'm kind of waiting for somebody to come out and say that that was a false headline right. and somebody hacked them mm-hmm. or something because it just seems too big to be true. But to take a company private basically means we're going to buy up all the shares. We own them all. And then there is no more shares. So whether that's the company itself buying them or some other company buys those shares or a person. With a company like, you know, Toyota, though, that's so large that I can't even imagine how they would have to do that. They'd probably have to borrow a lot of money in order to buy back their shares.
Yeah, I bet.
However, some of the cheaper stores, like the Dollar General, Family Dollar, their stocks are up, and they also say people in higher income brackets are now shopping at those stores, too. Mm-hmm.
Isn't that amazing? So earlier in the year, people said the dollar store is dead and that, you know, you start to see nobody shopping there and other retailers were going to eat their lunch. And turns out the dollar store isn't dead, even with these tariffs. And in fact, like Dollar General, for example, is up over 40% for the year. So you're seeing some really interesting things happen. It also speaks to that we still have an economy that's, you know, chugging along. The consumer is still there, but the consumer is struggling. They're trading down a little bit. They're changing what brands they buy. They're buying more generics. They're buying dollar store stuff. And so we have to keep an eye on that. And so that's the part where the argument that Trump makes that, hey, we need to lower interest rates, that might be right on. You know, the Fed is watching this stuff really closely. We talked about how they want to make sure that we do kill inflation, but we also don't want to send this economy into the tank either. So it'll be interesting to see what comes out. June 18th is the next Fed meeting. So I think all eyes will be on that to see, hey, we've got definite signs that we're slowing. What's the Fed going to do about it?
With the tariffs, you know, some of them have been pushed back. He mentioned right, the aluminum and steel going in. I do see, though, consumer sentiment improved slightly in May.
Yeah, well, that's what's so amazing to me. So in spite of the hardships that, you know, the tariffs and other rules that the current administration is putting upon us, you see people in general are still perking up. They're saying, hey, you know, we want to be a part of this economy. We still feel pretty good about it. And we're seeing some mixed messages there, but overall sentiment is good. But there's other things that indicate that, you know, people are starting to, you know, pull in a little bit. You know, the quits rate, which is basically the rate that people use to say, hey, am I willing to quit my job? In other words, how confident am I that I could quit my job and go find another one pretty quickly? And so they chart that and keep an eye on that. And that's one of those things that's come down quite a bit. So there's a lot more people out there that are less confident in our labor market who are saying, even if I'm not happy, I'm just going to stay put right now because I don't think there's a job out there for me. So those are some things that you could say the consumer sentiment or the employee sentiment isn't as high as it used to be, but still we're getting strong numbers out of that. But the fact that it's slowing, that's what I'm paying attention to.
Very good. Brian, if our listeners have any questions for you over at Collins and Cronk, what's the best way to find you?
It's super easy. Just give us a call. We're at 235-0119 or check us out on the internet, collinsandcronk.com.
Excellent. We'll catch you next Wednesday.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You bet. Brian Cronk, managing partner of Collins and Cronk, joins us right here on Bonnie and Friends every Wednesday around 7:45. It is 7:58. We're going to be heading into the WDAY Radio News Center coming up next. 8:02, we are WDAY Fargo. 8:04, time now for a check on your forecast with Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki.
And we are looking at a pretty nice start to the day. A lot of sunshine out there. Temperatures in the 50s now after bottoming out in the 40s this morning. But we will see those afternoon cumulus clouds develop. That will lead to some isolated showers and thunder showers moving in from the west. Highs today, about 77 with west-southwest winds at 10 to 20. We'll clear things out tonight after the sun goes down and another pleasantly cool night. 47, not bad. Light winds. And then light winds for Thursday and Friday. Partly cloudy both days. And again, we could see those isolated showers developing in the afternoon and evening. But again, nothing widespread with highs in the mid-70s both Thursday and Friday. Then the weekend comes. And Saturday looks pretty decent. We'll have breezy conditions developing out of the south, and we'll warm it up into the upper 70s. And then a cold front approaches Saturday late afternoon into the evening. We'll see a quick line of storms moving through, and then we'll clear things out. It will turn breezy for Saturday night, and Sunday looks breezy and much cooler. We may see that smoke return Saturday night and Sunday as well. We'll keep an eye on that. And with the highs on Sunday struggling to get to 70, so we'll be in the 60s most of the day. And then summer warmth returns, not hot, but moderate summer warmth, back into the 80s, Tuesday onward of next week. So next week looks much warmer than this week. So if you're a fan of that slightly summer warmth, I don't see any 90s, at least not yet, not yet. But the rest of the month after this week, probably say goodbye to the 70s for a stretch of, you know, we'll see a day or so maybe of it. But for a whole week, you could probably kiss that goodbye as we're looking at different weather pattern taking shape as we start the middle of next week.
All right. It is 8:06, Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. We're going to get your national news in from ABC. Big Game James McCarty has your WDAY Radio Sports. And then we're going to be chatting with a couple of folks from Job Service ND and also a couple of nonprofits that are teaming up for an event coming up tomorrow. All the details on that straight ahead. Special event, hiring event coming up tomorrow. Also, a couple of nonprofits involved here. We're going to get all the details straight ahead. First of all, a quick check on your WDAY Radio Sports with Big Game James McCarty.
Last night, the Twins rode a couple of four-run innings to a 10-3 victory over the A's in Sacramento, and it was a really good night for the Bats. Six different Twins driving in runs. They've won the first two games of this four-game set. The Twins and A's continue their series tonight at 9:05. Zebby Matthews on the bump for Minnesota. And really, the one relief pitcher that hasn't made an appearance yet in this series for these first couple of games is Jhoan Duran. And yesterday, he was named the American League Reliever of the Month. First time a Twins reliever has been given that honor since Joe Nathan back in June of 2009. We've had starting pitchers earn those awards. We've had position players, but we have not had a reliever that has apparently excelled in
16 years.
It's been a while, all right? Hey, he had a 0.60 ERA and 20 strikeouts in 15 innings, along with seven saves, which is tied for a league best throughout the month.
Bonnie James was just getting ready to go to middle school.
I was still drinking my chalky milk and stuff in the mornings.
Yeah, you were.
Regardless, a trio of two-run innings as well, unfortunately doomed to the Red Hawks in a 7-4 loss to Kansas City last night. They continue that four-game set with Game 3 tonight at Newman Outdoor Field at 7:02. The Lynx took down the Phoenix Mercury 88-65 on Tuesday night. They trailed by four after the first quarter, and then they would outscore them by 27 points the final three quarters. Really dominating play, improving to 8-0 on the season, tied for a league best with the New York Liberty, and the Lynx now return to the hardwood. It won't be until Sunday. They'll be in Dallas when they take on the Wings. It'll be a 3 p.m. tip-off for that. And Stanley Cup playoff action finally tonight. Game 1 in Edmonton. The Oilers battle the Panthers in a rematch of the 2024 Cup Final. 7 p.m. is puck drop. Coverage available on TNT. And running out sports this hour, we have primetime sports tonight at 6:30. Similar to last night, Jason and I, we will preview this evening the NBA's finals and what we should expect, along with the first look at the Timberwolves offseason. Now, I had an opportunity yesterday to go to New Vision Security in West Fargo. Mm-hmm. Pretty dang cool place. They got some awesome security systems. They got fire protection, too. Something I didn't even think about.
Oh,
all
yeah.
kinds of different things when you look from residential to commercial. And a really great crew there. I was able to hang out with them for a couple hours. While we were there, we had an opportunity to let some people enter for a chance to win two tickets along with camping passes yeah. to ND Country Fest in early July.
Nice. Yep.
That four-day event. And because I don't want to be the one responsible for it, I gave Jace the box. Jace, can you do the honors yes. of letting us know who the winner of those tickets are?
ND Country Fest, also emceed by my former roommate and good pal, DJ Dew, and Jill Carlson from Moorhead, Minnesota. She will be the
go.
One
getting the Minnesotans back on the board.
winning the two tickets and camping passes for this year's ND Country Fest out in New Salem, North Dakota.
All right, you got one job to do. You need to fill out the prize form with that thing that Jay
says
there. Yeah,
I do now, don't
okay?
I?
Okay.
I knew that there was a reason they asked me to do it. I don't know how to do that. I'm going to have to figure that out.
I'll do it, Bonnie.
I'll figure it out.
All right, congratulations to Jill Carlson. 8:14, we got a hiring event going on in Fargo tomorrow. Also, a couple of nonprofits. They share a parking lot right next door there. So they're also going to be set up there, and we want to get details on it. Tammy Desitel of Job Service North Dakota joining us in studio, along with Cole Thompson, founder of Deep Roots and Deep Roots Recovery. Good morning to the two of you.
Good morning.
First of all, Tammy, tell us about the, well, how's the job market here locally? Are there a lot of jobs available?
Yes, there are. There's still a market for the job seeker. And so you can find all of our openings on jobsnd.com. And we have a lot of great selection of employers that are going to be at our Fair Chance Job Fair tomorrow.
Is this an indoor event or outdoor?
The Fair Chance Job Fair is inside.
Okay.
But a lot of fun is going to be happening in our parking lot.
Yeah, we'll get details on that from Cole coming up. So it's the Fair Chance Job Fair. Is this a specialized job fair? Anything different than a normal job fair?
This one is more focused for job seekers who may have some barriers to employment, be it a lack of education, or maybe they have a gap in their job work history, or if they have a background maybe that they need to overcome. This is maybe geared more toward them if they have any barriers to employment. But it's actually, I mean, for anybody, for everybody, because there's a lot of great
jobs
opportunities.
Jobs are jobs, right?
Yes,
if
exactly.
If you need a job, come on out to the Fair Chance Job Fair tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And what are the hours of this?
11 to 2.
Very nice. Right over the dinner hour. And that
ties
in nicely here. Cole Thompson, founder of Deep Roots Recovery and Deep Roots, joining us. Tell us about Deep Roots, Deep Roots Recovery. What's that all about, Cole?
Well, Deep Roots started about 2 years ago. Deep Roots Recovery, our nonprofit, just started in December. We got that approved in December. It really started with a large amount of former law enforcement that saw a lot of gaps in our system and reintegrating people into our system from incarceration or treatment facilities, things like that. And so we decided to start filling those gaps.
And you're trying to help people turn their lives around.
Yeah, we're just trying to get people back to their independence and know what their purpose is and get them on track and moving forward in life.
And you're also partnering up with Heart and Soul Community Cafe tomorrow during this event here with the hiring fair.
Yeah, we just wanted to have a community get together and share a meal in the parking lot and just make people aware of what we're doing and get people involved.
So Heart and Soul, is that normally you just pay what you can pay type thing? Or how is it working tomorrow, I guess, for the event?
Yeah, Heart and Soul Cafe, they're fantastic. They have a lot of volunteers, a lot of hard workers, and they're offering meals at what you can pay. And if you can't pay, then there's no questions asked.
And so from your perspective, is it kind of like an informational event, too, where if people are seeking help, looking for more information on Deep Roots, Deep Roots Recovery, or looking for a job, that's where Tammy and her people come in. Is that kind of the point of it tomorrow?
Yeah, absolutely. Just to bring some awareness, bring people together to share a meal, and a large amount of the people that we serve are looking for jobs, so it's a great partnership. Mm-hmm. We just happen to share a parking lot.
Very nice. And is there going to be like picnic tables and stuff set up there? Or
yeah, we'll have seating for about 100, and we'll have a DJ there too. Pretty Ricky will be there.
Oh, nice.
It's just going to be a great event.
Yep. Alex, the ice cream man, is going to be there.
We're having ice cream too.
Yes, oh, yeah. He's a young man from Castleton who happens to have Down syndrome. And so you can have lunch and all the goodies over at Heart and Soul Cafe, but then you can have ice cream at the end. So who wouldn't love that?
Absolutely. I love this. What are some of the, I know you said there's a lot of different jobs available. Who are some of the, I guess, companies that are hiring maybe, Tammy, or what kinds of jobs specifically might be available for people seeking?
I happen to have an employer list right
nice.
In front of me.
Awesome.
Yes, yes. ASN Constructors will be there, and they're hiring for a variety of positions, but the main one is heavy equipment operator, and they're going to train you while you're working for them. So it's a great opportunity. Big Colonel's Popcorn, Diesel Dogs Contracting, Fleet Farm, HireQuest, Holcomb, Kelly Services, Nelson Homes, Pactiv, Evergreen, People Ready, and Sunglass Hut and Trade North Steel.
You're right. There, it really runs the gamut because there might be some of the harder labor jobs that some people can't do, looking for something maybe lighter. And it sounds like there's plenty of those companies, industries on the list here that'll be showcasing what they have available tomorrow.
We also have some community resources that'll be available too. And so that would be Community Options, the F5 Project, the FM West Fargo Chamber of Commerce, NDSCS Workforce Affairs. They're actually going to have a semi-simulator in the parking lot, too.
Oh,
fancy.
So if anybody's thinking about getting their CDL, it'd be a great opportunity to try the simulator out. And Resource Connect, where they provide, try to help with transportation issues, which is a big concern when, you know, getting to work is important. And Rural Minnesota SEP.
So when those other entities are going to be there, are they like you said, resources there? So they're going to be able to put you in touch with some of their resources that they have available for the people in the community then?
Yep, truly the community coming together to help people reach their employment goals.
Well, then, yeah, there might be people with, say, a checkered work history or whatever thinking that I just can't get a job. But this would be a perfect event, Cole, for them to come to and connect with the people that truly want to be there to help them.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Deep Roots was founded on a mission, basically, of it's not about money. It's about helping people find their way again. And some of them never knew their way and just didn't grow up in that environment.
And it might just be as little as finding the right person, that right person who's going to reach out and say, hey, I've got this available. I want to help you. Are you willing to come work for me type thing?
Yeah, and we... Part of our motto, and we tell everybody that comes through our doors, you can be a part of the Deep Roots family forever as long as you want it to be. So it's more of a family support than it is just a facility of somebody sitting behind a desk. We walk with everybody. So
I love that. What do you know what we're serving for the, I know you got ice cream that you mentioned already, but do you know what is happening for food tomorrow?
I do, but I don't remember exactly off the top of my
head. I know there's potato salad.
I have never had Heart and Soul Cafe food that wasn't good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's true too. Yeah, they do it upright. So
yeah.
Also, I want to mention that if people are nervous about visiting with the employers and networking, that there's going to be a mock interview workshop also from 11 to 2. So during the job fair, you can come in. You don't have to register. We'll go through a little mock interview with you. We'll review your resume if there's time, give you a list of potential questions. So help you feel more at ease with the whole process. And, you know, like with the Deep Roots event happening too, a way to connect with their services and their programs. And it's just a great networking day. It's going to be so fun.
Now, when it comes to ND Job Service, I mean, this isn't just for a specific section of our state, right? This is open to anybody
Absolutely.
That really needs help finding jobs, correct?
The river doesn't separate us.
Okay. There you go.
And as you see day in and day out, there's a lot of need for workers out there.
Yep.
If people want to find out more information, Job Service North Dakota, best way to do that besides your event here tomorrow?
Well, we do have a link on our website, jobsnd.com, or if you wanted to call our office, it's 701-239-7300 is our number and we can help you out.
Is everything kind of online for those that are seeking jobs?
Yes.
Okay, but if somebody's having trouble with that process, tomorrow's event would be a great time to come in and you could get walked through the whole process.
Absolutely, yep.
And do you guys have a website too, Cole, for Deep Roots, Deep Roots Recovery?
Yeah, we have deeproots.nd.com. Deep Roots Recovery's website will be deeprootsrecovery.com, and hopefully that'll be launched by tomorrow.
No pressure or anything. The event's coming up. It's got to be live.
Right.
Well, stay tuned for that. Okay, so this is in the parking lot of Job Service off 13th Avenue, 32nd Street South. Did I get that right?
That's right.
And from 11 to 2 tomorrow.
That's right.
Everybody's welcome.
Definitely. We hope to see
a lot of people there.
A lot of people,
I bet you'll find more chairs if you said you're set up for 100, but I bet you guys can find more chairs if you had to.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you for coming in and sharing the story, and I hope you have a great event tomorrow. Looks like the weather is going to be perfect for it.
That's right.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. That's Tammy Desautels, Job Service North Dakota, joining us, as well as Cole Thompson, founder of Deep Roots Recovery, Deep Roots here in Fargo. It is 8:23, 6:56 tomorrow morning. We do Flatland Music Flashback, brought to you by Flatland.
Minuteland Guitar in Fargo. We do it every morning right around 6:56. Tomorrow we're going to be showcasing, looks like, Bob Dylan, Elvis, Grand Funk Railroad. They smashed a record held by the Beatles back in 1971. What did they do to smash that record? Well, we will tell you. Flatland Music Flashback, again, coming up tomorrow morning, right around 6:56, brought to you by Flatland Guitar in Fargo, a music store built around and dedicated to quality guitar repairs. It is 8:24, time now to head to the American Ag Network. 8:27, Bonnie and Friends, Coffee Club, Janae and Ronnie going to be coming up next. Why does Jay Thomas, he just walked in here, he smells like cocoa butter, like the Hawaiian Tropic sun tanning lotion. Is he tanning already this morning?
I'm wearing coconut stuff.
I think it was Jay. He just breezed by me. It's like, you smell like coconut this morning, dude. I love Hawaiian Tropic, or that smell. Yeah, you and Jay smell alike this morning. Hi, Ronnie.
Good morning.
Is your partner laying out by the pool already? A little brisk for that.
He had to get his pool in order for the summertime.
That's right.
Yeah, if we can keep the weather straight on the weekends. Him and Alex are a little angry at Dean all last summer because it seemed like it rained on the weekends. Any day's a good day for a pool day, isn't it?
It is. Sounds like one of those first world problems.
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no doubt. I can't get into my pool today because of the weather.
Do the four of us have a pool? No.
Weird Al Yankovic.
I used to.
Did you?
Behind the Music, and then I had to buy the economy hot tub.
You did have a pool, Janae?
Well, out of my parents, we had one, yeah. And
neat.
It's too much work.
Well, we did too, but it was just a little kiddie pool that was like a foot and a half.
No, it was a big. I mean, it was nice. It was a big one, right? But they're a lot of work.
Do you guys even remember, like, the pools back then were made out of tin almost when I was a little kid. Yeah. It wasn't the plastic ones. Do you remember that?
It seemed a little bit like, every year, I swear, you went because by the end of the year, the dog got it. They all got tore up. So you go buy a new box every year at your Gibson's or Kmart or your local True Value hardware store.
Or you go to your uncle's farm and he's got the metal one, which might have been just a trough for the cows
to
drink out of.
It's the trough. That's what we used to do on the farm. We would fill the tank up with water and hang it.
We had 55-gallon drums in the greenhouse that we put fertilizer water in when those were just had plain water. That's how we took we were in the swimming pool. You just, as a little kid, you would hop in the, it we worked, would, right, Janae?
But you want it was so funny is that we would carry it to the backyard.
Nice.
Well,
it makes it a different where the location is. As long as it's not in the field where the cows are drinking out of it.
We had a backyard pool, and
there
it was
you go.
We had the cattle tanks and the calf tanks, but you know, we would still. I remember getting, and then your brother or somebody would have to hold the sides while you filled it for water, because otherwise it wouldn't fill.
Well, now they got ones where you just inflate to the top ring, and then when you fill it with water, it auto rises there and keeps the water.
Today's kids just don't understand.
They don't even know the struggles
is what it is.
Yeah.
You know what? And we were happy with what we had back.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, we were.
What are you guys doing in the coffee club today?
Oh, goodness. I got to get my sheets out. I forget very easily.
Got to get the sheet out.
Oh, right. Wednesday, usually Sheriff Jesse Johnner joins us. He ditched us today. He had some important things going on.
More important than you?
Yeah, apparently so. So we'll probably catch him next week. So instead, we're going to talk about skills disappearing from the world.
Mm. That'll be interesting.
It will be. Rude behaviors at work.
Jace, don't be rude.
Bonnie.
What men are really thinking.
You don't want to
know.
We know. I was going to say, you don't want to know.
I bet he's thinking about other women. Do they really have flying monkeys?
Yeah, those memes are hilarious. Mm-hmm. The woman and the guy lying in bed, and they're not facing each other.
Yep.
You do the little clouds. What men are really thinking? Yep. What women are really?
We'll have a good time.
Girls. I'm looking forward to it. All right, Jace is off tomorrow.
Yes,
so
I am.
We'll see you back on Friday.
You betcha.
All right, safe travels to you, Bonnie and friends. We will be back tomorrow morning at 5:00. Stay tuned. The Coffee Club with Janae and Ronnie. That's coming up next.